95 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I want to wish you a very happy holiday for those celebrating Passover, for those celebrating Easter. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here when your only recourse is the emergency room or the urgent care. You can come directly into the doctor's office and call us, 877-726-8255. Know if you've been run over by an errant e-bicyclist here in New York City. I don't suggest that you call 877-726-8255, apply a tourniquet, and go immediately to the emergency room. But if you've got another concern, perhaps something that you're experiencing on the health front, or maybe you've experienced the benefits of some form of natural medicine that we've talked about in this program, please feel free to share. 877-726-8255. Comments always are welcome. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. Maybe some of you are in transit, so it may be a little hard to call, but that's okay. We've got lots on the agenda. We're going to talk about a new job description, stool donor. And yeah, it's actually a very, very exacting profession. It may be harder to get into harder to get into the stool donor program than getting into Harvard or an Ivy League school. 877-726-8255. We'll talk about new plans for the makers of mRNA vaccines. They want to roll out on that platform a whole lot of new medications and treatments and vaccinations, but I wonder about the public acceptance of these after the relative debacle that has occurred with the rollout of the vaccines during COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. If you subscribe to our newsletter, and you should, you can go to drhoffman.com and put in your email, and in your inbox each week, you'll get our weekly newsletter. We're going to be talking about nutrients in the news, fish oil, magnesium, vitamin D, and curcumin. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview because there's a really big story on fish oil. And, you know, fish oil in the old Rodney Dangerfield expression, don't get no respect. And, in fact, there were a spate of articles a couple of years ago about how fish oil doesn't work, it's worthless. This headline from ScienceAlert.com, and I'm quoting, "This incredibly popular supplement is pretty much useless, says huge new study." And there was kind of an interesting paradox, because while the benefits of omega-3 supplements were being downplayed, a company in the pharmaceutical arena, Amarin Pharmaceuticals, made a big splash with its introduction of prescription Vascepa, which is a purified EPA that is available only by prescription. Yeah, it's paid for by insurance, but it costs a heck of a lot if you buy it retail, a lot more than over-the-counter supplements. And it was touted as, and I'm reading from their own website, touted as offering 25% additional heart protection over and above statins. So in other words, if you have cardiovascular risk, and if you do, the state of the art is to put you on a statin drug. But then if you were to take Vascepa on top of your statin, you would get an additional 25% of additional heart protection. And it was even suggested that their purified pharmaceutical grade EPA in Vascepa was vastly superior to store-bought fish oil supplements, which are a combination of EPA and DHA. And the DHA part was deemed useless and even counterproductive for heart protection. They thought the secret sauce was the high-test EPA, and that's what they were marketing. Amarin even launched lawsuits, which were only partially effective, against fish oil companies for, quote, stealing their intellectual property by making claims about fish oil supplements. So what they said is, look, we spent the money, we did the studies, and you guys can't make claims about fish oil because you didn't do the studies, so we're going to sue you if you try to compete with our pharmaceutical products. Okay, well, fast forward to this month. Very exciting study came out, and it pertains to brain, not so much heart, although undoubtedly there are heart benefits to omega-3 supplements. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition published a blockbuster review of the impact of omega-3s on cognitive wellness. And this is a huge problem because the incidence of neurological diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, are soaring. And we have precious few drugs that can have any impact whatsoever on it. New drugs have been introduced, but they're colossally expensive. They have serious side effects. It remains to be seen if long-term they can truly prevent Alzheimer's disease. But due to popular demand, and this is a controversial decision by FDA, they green-lighted the approval of some of these medications, even against the advice of some of the FDA advisors. And it was more of a political decision to appease pharmaceutical industry, but also to appease patient advocacy groups who said, hey, come on, we need to fast track some things urgently for this disease. And so, okay, so this study looked at, by the way, entitled The Relationship of Omega-3 Fatty Acids with Dementia and Cognitive Decline. It appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The researchers looked at the relationship between omega-3 consumption and brain health in three ways, and that's really key, because, well, you can do dietary histories. You can say, well, how much fish do you eat? Do you take omega-3 supplements? But often these dietary histories are unreliable. You know, people can barely tell you what they ate last Thursday, much less over many years. And it may take years and years of supplementation and or fish consumption to get any kind of benefit. So, all right, so they looked at 1,135 individuals, average age 73, which is an age where cognitive decline can begin. And they were followed for 6 years. And they used sensitive neuroimaging of the brain to detect the first signs of onset of Alzheimer's disease. And what they found was, and I'm quoting, long-term users of omega-3 fatty acid supplements exhibited a, get this, 64% reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease. That's not a 5%, not a 10%. That's a high double-digit reduction in the risk. All right, so next, they surveyed the scientific literature. They looked at all the potential studies investigating the relationship of omega-3 supplementation to cognitive decline, and they picked out 48 studies that cut the mustard in terms of their validity, statistical significance, accuracy, lack of bias. Those studies comprised over 100,000 individuals who were followed for many years, and this is what they found. a moderate to high level of evidence that suggested that dietary intake of omega-3 fatty acids could lower the risk of all-cause dementia or cognitive decline by around 20%. And here's the key, especially for DHA intake. So the DHA, which ain't in a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs, well, maybe helpful for the DPA, may be helpful for the heart, but it's the DHA which may be the key to brain protection. And finally, they reviewed evidence linking blood levels, because blood levels don't lie. Blood levels tell you whether people have been eating a lot of fish or taking their omega-3 supplements faithfully. And you can measure EPA and DHA easily in the blood. EPA is in the plasma, and DHA is in the red blood cell membranes. And what they found is that elevated levels of EPA and DHA were associated with a lower risk of cognitive decline. And so dramatic was the effect that they concluded, and I'm quoting, each increment of 0.1 grams per day, that's 100 milligrams, of DHA or EPA intake was associated with an 8 to 10% lower risk of cognitive decline. So imagine typical high-potency fish oil brands, like the ones we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, available to you via FullScript or online dispensary, deliver 500 to 800 milligrams of EPA plus DHA per gel cap. That's 0.5 to 0.8 grams, so that's 5 to 8 times an 8 to 10% lower risk of cognitive decline. Do the math. Might we not expect significant double-digit protection for someone taking even as few as a couple of capsules per day, especially when on top of a diet that's rich in omega-3-rich seafood? So a very, very dramatic study on the efficacy of fish oil for brain protection, which is really key. What's it good to live in a long life if your brain's not working? 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your questions, your comments, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrol's performance chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrol's.com. That's Flavonatrol's.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. By the way, that number available to you 24/7. 365. That means anytime you like, questions should occur to you during the week, maybe you're busy during the program, or maybe you're a little shy about calling in live, you can always call in and you can record a question. All right. I recently celebrated Passover, had the family over for a Seder. That's the traditional Passover dinner. And the rules for Passover is that you got to eat matzah, which is unleavened bread. And you can have dessert, but it's got to be dessert that's unleavened. So you can't use yeast to make, say, a cake. So I'm pretty happy with the way my Passover brownies turned out. And I utilized the product of one of our sponsors, which is Flava Naturals cocoa powder, as the cocoa powder. So got an additional health benefit from what seems like a sugary indulgence. And I'll share the ingredients. You need to use packed almond flour. It comes in a package, and you don't want to use almond meal because it's too coarse. So you need really finely ground almond flour. So 1.5 cups of almond flour. We used 1/3 cup of the Flava Naturals cocoa powder. We did use sugar because we didn't want to put artificial flavorings in there, but a moderate amount of white sugar. You use some baking powder, half a teaspoon of salt, 3 large eggs, some olive oil, threw in some vanilla. And the secret to give it a little bit of texture was half a cup of kosher for Passover chocolate chips. And at the end, after you bake it in an oven at 350 degrees, use a little powdered sugar on top for garnish. It makes it look really pretty because it's the white powdered sugar contrasts with the brown brownies. And it was really good. They were light and fluffy, and they confer health benefits, it turns out. All right, this item. If you're looking for employment, you know, the strained economy, lots of layoffs, here's a job opportunity. And there's a pitch from humanmicrobes.org. It's a place that does FMT, fecal microbiota transplants, stool transplants. They're recruiting people who are healthy enough to qualify as a high-quality stool donor. And they're encouraging them to sign up and start donating their stool. And here's the pitch. You can make as much as $500 per stool sample, or up to $180,000 a year as a stool donor. But here's the catch. Only 0.1% of the population are still healthy enough to be good stool donors. They have to have not taken lots of antibiotics. They have to have not been exposed to communicable diseases. They're very carefully screened. They have to be of normal weight, because if you are overweight, you may confer microbes which have the potential to cause weight gain. This has been demonstrated in rodents. If you take the stool from an obese rat and administer it to a thin rat via fecal transplantation, the thin rat will start to gain weight. And so there's a lot of stringent requirements. This job ain't easy. It may be easier to get a security clearance for Homeland Security or to be admitted to Harvard University than to become, to be selected as one of the anointed members of that very, very tiny elite class, people who are still healthy enough to qualify as high-quality stool donors. Try it out. Humanmicrobes.org, who knows? You may qualify and make up to $180,000 a year or $500 per stool sample. I wonder if they allow you to take groceries off as a business expense. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Feel free to call in. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Many factors influence a woman's decisions about birth control. Certain health issues can make some options unsafe, because birth control that contains estrogen can increase risks for blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. The best method that a woman can choose is one that is safe and one that she can use consistently and correctly. That's why the Alexandra Rowan Foundation urges women to speak with their healthcare provider about their own health history when choosing a birth control method. For a free questionnaire, visit alexrowanfoundation.org. High blood pressure often has no overt symptoms, but can still increase your likelihood of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health risks. That's why the American Medical Association urges you to know your numbers and to make the simple lifestyle changes that can help control your blood pressure. This includes eating right, drinking alcohol only in moderation, being more physically active, and maintaining a healthy weight. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. That's manageyourbp.org.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And in spite of the fact that this is a holiday, we are here. We are available. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose your question. 877-726-8255. All right. There's a cheery article here in The Guardian, which is the British equivalent of The New York Times, the paper of authority across the pond. And it's entitled, Cancer and Heart Disease Vaccines, quote, ready by end of the decade. Pharmaceutical firm says groundbreaking jabs could save millions of lives. And I'm quoting here from The Guardian. Millions of lives could be saved by a groundbreaking set of new vaccines for a range of conditions, including cancer, experts have said. A leading pharmaceutical firm said it is confident that jabs for cancer word in England for shots is jabs. Jabs for cancer, cardiovascular, and autoimmune diseases and other conditions will be ready by 2030. Studies into these vaccinations are also showing, quote, tremendous promise, with some researchers saying 15 years' worth of progress has been unspooled in 12 to 18 months thanks to the success of the COVID jab. The company in question is Moderna, the makers of one of the popular COVID shots, who along with Pfizer and BioNTech, which is a German company that makes the Pfizer vaccine, are very confident that they can take their mRNA platform, the very self-same platform that has delivered us the COVID shots, and they can tweak it to treat a variety of conditions, cancer, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disease, even taking care of genetic problems. Because what they simply need to do is they simply need to load the mRNA, which are genetic instructions, onto vaccines, and they can fix a variety of problems. One of the spokespersons for this pharmaceutical company says, I think we'll have mRNA-based therapies for rare diseases that were previously undruggable, and I think that 10 years from now, we would be approaching a world where you truly can identify the genetic cause of a disease and with relative simplicity go and edit that out and repair it using mRNA-based technology. The only problem is, how did that work out for COVID? Well, when it comes to COVID, you know, perhaps we had some protection against the more serious variants of COVID. But now we have people who've been taking 5, 6, 7 COVID shots, and there's very little evidence of efficacy of these mRNA vaccines. They also can cause pretty serious side effects. It's been admitted that they can sometimes, albeit rarely, cause very serious and devastating side effects, myocarditis, stroke, and other types of problems. There are a lot of vaccine-injured people. And percentage-wise, it's a very, very tiny percentage of the hundreds of millions of people who've received COVID shots. But still, it's quite disconcerting. So how and why can they say that this has been a terrific success and that we're going to draft on that success to create a whole new series of vaccines that people can get? I mean, look, the major killer is cardiovascular disease, one of the second biggest killers after stroke and heart disease, cancer. And so could we be entering an era where people will be routinely vaccinated against these conditions with a vaccine which has shown limited efficacy against COVID? Pretty straightforward proposition, an infectious disease, and with unforeseeable side effects. A lot of people are concerned about using genetic material which can have long-lasting consequences for people who receive lots of shots. And this is interesting because these pharmaceutical executives are so confident that we can vanquish these diseases. But here's a survey just out. It's entitled Trust on Coronavirus and CDC Recommendations, which would include recommendations for not just vaccines, but distancing, lockdowns, and masking. Overall, in the U.S., the confidence is less than half, 44%. And it's basically...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
KCNR 96.
Executives expecting that the population will sign up for some of these new unexplored technologies. This is only the beginning, folks, because COVID gave them an opportunity to begin ramping out novel technologies, which we barely understand in terms of their long-term consequences. They look great on paper, but in terms of effectiveness and in terms of long-term side effects, have been largely unvetted. COVID really accelerated the development, uptake, and acceptance of these new technologies, the mRNA platform. But is it really the answer to the many chronic diseases that plague us? I'm not really sure. 877-726-8255, our number. Another way to approach this is by increasing our resilience. And let me tell you about my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. You just need to go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, then click Immunity Reset. Yeah, we have great confidence in medical technology to vanquish all and sundry diseases, including coming pandemics, because as viruses and bacteria mutate, inevitably they pose new epidemic and pandemic challenges. But one of the best approaches is to increase our resilience. And there's an interesting study here that looks at risk factors for COVID. And among the key risk factors for COVID, we know, is obesity. There's a pretty straight line between obesity and overweight and bad outcomes of COVID. And this study is entitled Prevalence and Clinical Implications of Abnormal Body Composition in Patients with COVID-19, a systematic review. And what they did here is they used sophisticated techniques for analyzing body composition. They used impedance analysis, which is actually an older technique. Newer techniques estimate fat mass and lean body mass with even greater accuracy. But using this technique, for which there are a lot of studies, they found that there was a very high correlation between low muscle mass and also for high visceral fat, the kind of bad fat that gets deposited in your belly. But there is a phenomenon called muscle fat, fat that's deposited in your muscle. You know, lean body mass constitutes bones, organs, and muscle. And when fat begins to infiltrate your muscle, that is not good. It has really bad metabolic consequences and even has consequences for immunity. So they say that disease severity and hospitalization outcomes were directly related to intramuscular fat, which is something that happens when you don't exercise and when you eat a lot of bad food, and your waist circumference increases, you become more prey to COVID. That's a simpler approach and not a fail-safe approach, because don't forget, some people in perfectly good physical condition had severe cases of COVID. But statistically, your chances are vastly reduced when you have a good body composition. Does fatigue sometimes hold you back? Well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, and it's about your mitochondria. Your mitochondria are responsible for your body's natural energy production. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to optimize metabolic function via the mitochondria is NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've seen it work in our patients. I take it myself. It's available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum and vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT factor. There's immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I use the NT factor powder in my shakes. You can find the NT factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Diane in Pennsylvania. Hi, Diane. How are you? Happy Easter weekend. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Happy Passover to you. Brownie sound yummy. So I recently became interested in various rock crystals, unikite, hematite, and, you know, I'm not particularly a person to buy into the medical healing or spiritual aspects, but more for the aesthetic beauty and so forth. But, you know, I do wonder about some of the stones. For example, hematite carries apparently an electric charge. And, you know, I've moved my TV, my smart TV, before with having a hematite rock in my pocket, and it practically blew the screen out. You know, so I'm just wondering if there's any science at all behind, you know, some of the claims, you know, that the stones are vibrational.
Well, that's really interesting, because I actually had a discussion with a colleague of mine that I really respect annual in-person meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health. And he's a guy who is from the UK, and he's a brilliant guy, and he really understands physics, chemistry, biology, and medicine. And he was talking a lot about this kind of stuff and about how certain crystals, certain modalities can have a beneficial effect, a protective effect on the body, but also certain things that we do, like our exposure to microwaves, our exposure to the servers and the modems that are in all our homes and apartments, businesses, the new 5G towers that they're erecting everywhere, that these can have unforeseen effects on our health. So this is it's a murky area, and it sounds flaky. I mean, it sounds like, buy this crystal and it will, you know, protect you from all manner of harm. And I think there's an element of overreach and, frankly, quackery and fraud in this realm, you know, where people are selling stuff and they're making all kinds of claims that this is efficacious against a wide variety of diseases. So it's for real. We need to expand our understanding of the interaction between electromagnetic fields in the body for good or for harm, both ways, and limit our exposure to harmful electromagnetic rays, and maybe harness the benefits of electromagnetic fields to cure diseases. And, you know, I think that this could emerge into very sophisticated technology to treat serious disease, maybe even cancer. Because there are certain vibrational frequencies directed at cells can do helpful things, but also can cause harm. So that's as much as I'll say right now, and this is an area that we're going to explore in future episodes of Intelligent Medicine. But we want to do it the right way. We want to do it in a responsible way and not, be making wild claims about devices or crystals, or claiming that new technology is going to doom mankind, because somewhere the truth lies in the middle. 877-726-8255, our number. Thank you for that call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Oil makes the world go round. OPEC decided to cut 1 million barrels per day of oil that you need to fill up your gas tank. Windmills and solar panels won't do the job. Since the U.S. stopped being self-reliant on its own energy, will you be paying for it at the pump? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And I have to say that listeners can learn from the stories that we cover here on Intelligent Medicine, because we cover all the main stories. We touch upon them, and sometimes with a critical view towards the party line and towards the mainstream interpretation. But we also sometimes bring up things that are kind of novel that you won't hear too much about in the mainstream media. And this is one such story. And if you're a chiropractor, anybody who does body work, works with children, this is a really important story. And I don't know how it got missed by the mainstream media. It's a new study about thoracic spine pain in children. Okay, now we know a lot of adults have back pain. Thoracic spine pain means in the upper back. And so we adults, you know, it's always something, right? You know, it's like, oh, I got a little pain on the left side, the right side, the middle, the top, the shoulders. But kids also have a high prevalence of thoracic spine pain. It's even got an abbreviation, TSP. We did a study which was aimed to determine the incidence of thoracic spine pain in high school students, but also to identify what predicted the likelihood of TSP in high school students. And what they found was that it was extraordinarily prevalent. The one-year prevalence of ongoing thoracic spine pain was 38.4% in high school students. I found that incredible. And what were the predisposing risk factors for TSP? Well, number one, being a female. Being an adolescent female in the age group of 15 to 18 was a factor that made it more likely you would have TSP. Clinical mental health problems were also going to increase the likelihood by about threefold. Now, what is it about mental health problems that could increase thoracic spine pain? Well, mental health problems in adolescents are very highly correlated with screen time. So they also found that sitting while using a tablet gave you about twice the likelihood of having thoracic spine pain. Because think of the posture that these kids use while peering into a screen. The distance of the eye from the cell phone screen of or more than 20 centimeters or even worse, more than 30 centimeters, the further away the screen was, the more likely it is you have to bend over. Cell phone mobile use duration of more than 3 hours gave you about a 1.5 times higher risk. Tablet use time of more than 3 hours gave you twice the risk. And a semi-lying prone position while using the phone gave you a 1.5 times risk for thoracic spinal pain. So, whoa. These researchers conclude that there's a high prevalence of thoracic spine pain in high school students, which is associated with the female sex, mental health problems, and the use of electronic devices for inappropriate duration in an improper position. This is a whole new epidemic, folks, of back pain in kids related to screen use. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Many factors influence a woman's decisions about birth control. Certain health issues can make some options unsafe because birth control that contains estrogen can increase risks for blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. The best method that a woman can choose is one that is safe and one that she can use consistently and correctly. That's why the Alexandra Rowan Foundation urges women to speak with their healthcare provider about their own health history when choosing a birth control method. For a free questionnaire, visit alexrowanfoundation.org. High blood pressure often has no overt symptoms, but but can still increase your likelihood of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health risks. That's why the American Medical Association urges you to know your numbers and to make the simple lifestyle changes that can help control your blood pressure. This includes eating right, drinking alcohol only in moderation, being more physically active, and maintaining a healthy weight. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. That's manageyourbp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. North Korea's cyber activities has the United States and two of its Asian allies expressing deep concern.
South Korea and Japan have joined the U.S. in describing North Korea's cyber activities as malicious. In a joint statement, the three countries said cryptocurrency funds stolen by North Korean hackers have been a key source for financing weapons programs. The allies also said the Communist North continues to evade U.N. sanctions. Tensions have been escalating amid North Korea's rising nuclear and missile threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two Wisconsin police officers have been killed in a shooting during a traffic stop yesterday in the community of Cameron. Authorities say the officers were conducting a traffic stop, and at some point gunfire was exchanged with the motorist. The suspect was taken to a hospital where they also died. Community colleges are in trouble.
Enrollment has fallen 37% since 2010, and nearly half of students drop out within a year. Scant advising, convoluted financial aid, and unclear career pathways are among the challenges facing two-year schools and their students. Two-year community colleges have the worst completion rates of any kind of university or college. Nearly half of students drop out of community college where they started within a year. That has implications for the national economy, which relies on community colleges to fill many of the jobs that have shortages. John Scott reporting.
Ukrainian authorities say weekend shelling by Russian forces killed at least seven civilians, while Russia continues to concentrate on seizing Ukraine's industrial east, Kharkiv province in the northeast, and Zaporizhia in the province in the south came under rocket and artillery fire on Sunday. You can always check out the latest news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
DeGorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Yemen's Houthi rebels say Saudi Arabia released 13 war prisoners. The Houthis say the prisoners arrived on Saturday in the capital of Sana'a. BBC's Sebastian Usher has more in this report.
The picture of the Saudi ambassador Mohammed Said al-Jaber shaking the hand of a Houthi leader Mohammed Ali al-Houthi has been greeted as a significant sign of both sides' wish to find an end to 8 years of war that have left tens of thousands of Yemenis dead and some 80% of the population in need of aid. A Saudi delegation, along with a mediation team from Oman, arrived in Sana'a on Saturday with the aim of thrashing out the terms of a permanent ceasefire. Key issues are said to include the reopening of all ports and airports, a political transition, and a process to rebuild the country. There are hopes that a deal could be reached this month.
Authorities say a gang near Haiti's capital has ambushed and killed three police officers. Town Hall. John Rahm rallies to win the Masters as Spanish stars align.
John Rahm has closed out a comfortable four-shot victory at the Masters to claim his second major title, adding the green jacket to his US Open crown. Rahm made crucial early birdies and then held strong for a closing round of 69 that put him at 12 under, in the end four clear of Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson. Koepka struggled home with a 75, but the 52-year-old Mickelson turned back the clock with a closing 7-under 65, birdieing five of the last seven holes. Rahm became the fourth Spaniard to win at Augusta, joining Seve Ballesteros, Jose Maria Oyarzabal, and Sergio Garcia. Graham Agars, Augusta.
Meanwhile, Odell Beckham Jr. and the Baltimore Ravens have agreed on a one-year contract worth about $18 million. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you here today. I would like to introduce my friends and special guest in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owner-operators of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. We're going to be talking a whole lot about bathrooms, bathroom remodeling today. But first of all, Chris and James, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right, hello. All right, so tell us about Bath Wizard. And first of all, I love the commercial. We have it, Call the Wizard. So, I mean, it grabs your attention, and I think it's a really good commercial, and it says a lot, but we're going to say a lot more today. So tell us about your company, Bath Wizard.
Well, we'll start with the Call the Wizard. So the horns were actually a play to medieval times of announcing the king.
Oh, yeah.
The king's entrance, and only an entrance like that would be befitting of America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand.
That's there you right, go, Chris.
There you go. All right, so that is excellent. And so wet room, didn't you refer to it one other time? Is it wet room or wet room remodeling or something?
Wet area remodeling.
Wet area remodeling, that's it. Okay, I didn't think that sounded quite right. So, yeah, wet area remodeling, and so we're focusing on the bathroom today. So let's jump into the top five reasons that Bath Wizard is America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand.
Well, we have a strong company culture. In fact, we've got lots of things internally that we do. We have getting better every day.
That's a slogan, yeah.
And then we have our top 10 list, and it's kind of like a play to the Ten Commandments of this is why the whole company can stand behind and self-proclaim being America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand. Double lifetime warranty.
Vertically integrated.
Meaning we make it, sell it, install it, and warranty it all in under one umbrella.
Certified master craftsman installers. That's a real important one.
And then the Bath Wizard Way. That's where we actually film the entire project from start to finish. imagine having a doctor allow you to film your surgery.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't happen. So we actually film the entire project, and then we put it all in our system. And that way we know every step along the way has been done perfect. And
So talk about that. So do you set up like a camera in the room, or how does that work? I've never heard of that before.
So we do have a camera in the room, and there's a little combination of video and pictures. A lot of them are stills that are being uploaded. Probably one of the reasons that started was to make sure that we could monitor the progress of a bathroom. We do a lot of integrated technologies at BathWizard, and that helps the project managers know the pace of the project. It also helps all of us look at the same time, not just the certified master craftsman installer, but it allows their project manager to look at what's going on the minute they pull something off the wall, and then we see, oh, there's that boogeyman we were worried about.
Yep.
It's that vent pipe that we couldn't see when we were first there. And so we, as a group, we attacked that strategy altogether.
Yeah, it was kind of by accident. In fact, some of our best ideas at BathWizard have been accidents, and, you know, started with, like what James said, of where in the progress of the job the person is, and then it hit us one day, our customers would love to see how we do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a great training tool for even our design consultants who go out to the house, our sales folks. They wanted to see all the processes, so we were trying to show them, and we realized everybody wanted to see this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One of the unique things about BathWizard is the BathWizard way, and that's what our customers are drawn to. That's when you hear people want to work for us. They're like, well, I love the quality methods you guys put together, not just quality products, but it's the way you put it together with highly trained individuals.
You know, it's kind of like this. All right, so an analogy just kind of popped into my head. So when you go and you get your car repaired, did they really repair it or not? Well, the very upright mechanics, they're going to say, okay, this is the part I took out. This was not working, and then this is what we replaced it with. And so when you have a film of the actual project, you can demonstrate that. You know, we got in, this is what we found, this is an issue that we found, here it is, and then this is how we replaced it or repaired it or whatever it is. Like you said, sometimes you might find a little bit of a surprise. And so they have total confidence that this is just bulletproof. This is you did everything perfectly, and I think it's brilliant.
I think one of my favorite times during the project is everybody wants something that drains correctly, but a lot of people don't know that when you do a remodel project, there's a lot of issues that pop up as to why things won't drain correctly, just because their previous bathroom, which may not be the efficient model for them moving forward, maybe that drained right, but when they did a remodel, a lot of customers, especially do-it-yourselfers, they're like, why is my pan or my tub not draining?
Mm-hmm.
For us, we're leveling out the floor, and then we're putting our system that we manufacture that's got engineered drain lines, and then we're taking photos of levels in different configurations to make sure that bubble, kind of like a field goal, is right between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a moment of pride for the master craftsman installers when they're like, I got it. Here's my three pictures of everything's exactly level.
Hmm.
Yeah, we photograph putting a level on it, you know, and proper water management is a big, you know, it's one of our top 10 of why we're America's favorite. We spend more time thinking about how a shower drains than most people think about. But proper water management, water built the Grand Canyon, so our customers are perfect. You know, our customers wouldn't dream of leaving a hole in the roof, but they're fine with cracks in the grout.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah.
They don't see the correlation. So proper water management and filming the project is, of course, why we're America's favorite.
So for our listeners, if you've ever had any work like this done, did your remodeler show you proof of the quality and the process and the level with the bubble in the middle and all of that? I mean, down to some serious details that are super important, by the way. Did they do that? The answer is probably no. And so for your next bathroom remodeling project, I would highly recommend reaching out to the great guys at BathWizard at 1-800-298-5914. or online at bath-wizard.com. And then some of the other reasons that Bath Wizard is America's top bathroom remodeling brand.
So one of our biggest things that we do on a daily basis is really cleaning up other people's bad choice of products, bad choice of installers. Our phone rings off the hook from people that have put in cheap knockoffs, not even knowing they were cheap knockoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, water built the Grand Canyon, so a lot that can happen in a couple years pouring water on something every day. And so double lifetime warranty, that's probably what's made us famous, and that is having a warranty. Our competitors will have a warranty on product. That's called a limited lifetime warranty. And quite frankly, most time it's not even worth the paper it's printed on. But a double warranty is when you warranty both the labor and the product, and you warranty it for life because you did it right the first time.
Well, and you can stand behind that because, again, the master craftsman, you know the quality of the product because you make it. No cheap imports here.
And one of the other top fives is the Bath Wizard Shield. And what does that shield really mean to the customer, other than the fact that they're like, why has everybody got a shield embroidered on all their clothing? We're very proud of that because it's an infusion into our products. That means it's a permanent application. It's not a one-time application that's going to last kind of like a Rain-X on your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe after a week or two and a couple of rains and some wiping, it goes away. It's on our glass for our doors. It's on the walls. It's in the caulking so that mold, mildew, that's not going to happen because it's got antimicrobial properties and it makes things stay cleaner longer between cleanings, as well as just, again, being a really nice defense against grime and grit in the bathroom.
So this is right down to all of the details, but it all makes a difference. It is all important. Reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's anywhere in the country, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And we'll have more with Chris and James coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to do a bathroom remodel is to hire one company to do the entire remodeling project. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Many factors influence a woman's decisions about birth control. Certain health issues can make some options unsafe, because birth control that contains estrogen can increase risks for blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. The best method that a woman can choose is one that is safe and one that she can use consistently and correctly. That's why the Alexandra Rowan Foundation urges women to speak with their healthcare provider about their own health history when choosing a birth control method. For a free questionnaire, visit alexrowanfoundation.org. High blood pressure often has no overt symptoms, but can still increase your likelihood of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health risks. That's why the American Medical Association urges you to know your numbers and to make the simple lifestyle changes that can help control your blood pressure. This includes eating right, drinking alcohol only in moderation, being more physically active, and maintaining a healthy weight. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. That's manageyourbp.org.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're sick of the hype around AI, you're not alone. And if you think people solve problems, not machines, you're right. However, people solve problems more effectively with great tools. And ChatGPT and the coming onslaught of AI tools, boy, they are something special. As a small business owner, we are short on time and money, and ChatGPT and other AI tools are profit machines. You can be annoyed by the hype, but don't ignore the opportunity. AI is coming, and if you use it right, we can all make a ton of money when we deploy it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Want more information? Go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to do a bathroom remodel is to hire one company to do the entire remodeling project. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And I guarantee you, we just caught a lot of people off guard. Why is that statement false?
Well, our opinion is that it's false because we find that nobody's good at everything. Nobody's the best at everything. So Bath Wizard in particular, we've got a saying, you know, we're cheap and easy. So you got the money, we got the time. If you want a bathroom put on your roof, we'll certainly entertain it. But it's probably not that great of an idea, and we would probably try to talk you in another direction.
You might discourage that one. So,
same way, we don't discourage people from hiring us to do the entire bathroom. We just tell them it's probably not the best route they should go, and they're shocked to hear that sometimes.
And an example is we were talking offline, off mic on the break, but like if there was extensive like drywall work,
right. That's a good one, Steve. Our guys that are out there in the field, they get trained. They go through so many hours and months of training to do something. They do it well, and they can do it in a day or two. And then you give them one thing that's not in that training, like drywall. It could take them 2, 3, 4 days to do the drywall project, but you bring in a drywall specialist, it might take them 4 hours.
Right. Yeah. So you just have specialists doing some of the parts, and then the entire project ends up, you get the best of the best on all the different aspects.
Yeah, the wet area is our specialty, and we tell everyone, it's also our opinion, we're the best at it. And America is behind us on that, I think, as well. But we make everything in the wet area, aside from the shower valve, and we're even looking at manufacturing that soon.
Okay.
But we don't make flooring, although we've sourced a way that we're probably going to do it in the future.
So flooring in the bathroom?
Yep. We don't manufacture our own right now. We're working on it. So right now we're not the best at it. Vanities, we're working on that too.
Right.
Yep. So we're getting there, but the idea is to hire the best of the best to get the best possible results. Reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And in the first segment, we talked about the top five reasons that Bath Wizard is America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand. And that last one, the Bath Wizard way. So we talked about filming the entire remodel, which is a great idea. And then we didn't get to it, but off mic on the break, we talked about creating a new industry standard. So I just assumed there were standards for, like, how high the shower rail is and some things like that.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty incredible that grab bar placement. A lot of people can install a grab bar, but that doesn't mean they know where to install a grab bar.
Mm-hmm.
They've never consulted with physicians or physical therapists or occupational therapists.
There's no rules.
And to take in consideration how tall the person is that will be using that particular bar.
That's right. So everything that we do, we have a manual that shows how high a shower head is supposed to be, and there's standards, and then there's customizations off of
it. How high it's supposed to be at Bath Wizard.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Because there is no industry standard. So.
Okay, so I can testify to that. So, how many hotels have I been in, or just other houses that I've owned and stayed at, where sometimes, I mean, I'm not very tall. I'm only about 5'9". Sometimes I kind of have to bend down to use the shower, and then sometimes it's up there about 7 feet in the air, and it seems like it's a mile away. And so you're right, it's just not standardized at all. Except for at Bath Wizard.
Now, we like to think that we're creating the standard, the new industry standard. We like to consider ourselves a pace setter. We also think that comes with a heavy burden to do it right and be the right kind of pace setter. So set the pace of the pack, as they say.
That is excellent. And then that leads to the Bath Wizard way and company culture. And one thing that you mentioned is, we do everything as a team. There are no individuals. We discuss things and vote on them like a board of directors might. And we also say that there's a company culture that says basically do your part to ensure a 5-star customer experience. That is awesome.
With an organization like ours, our customers, and they may forget about it, but they may have encountered us in a newspaper or on the radio. They might have encountered us at a home show. They may have come to our showroom, and then they see a salesperson come out, or they've talked to someone on the phone who tried to help find the right calendar time. Then they had, again, the person come out and design their bathroom. And
then the installer, then the service, the warranty.
And the project manager, and they might... 8, 10, 12 different people might have been working with that customer.
People. We're in a people business, so we have to set standards. And it's not necessarily widespread to be awesome at your job.
No kidding. Yeah. how many times have I hired someone and they don't even show up? Or if they do show up, they look like someone just kicked their dog and they're
oh, yeah, we
they
kind
of hate being there.
First day of training is dress code. Shaving, the basics, hairstyle, makeup.
Is your shirt tucked in? Do you have a belt? Is it? Are your pants sitting at the right proper height?
Yeah.
If it would make my grandparents cringe, it'd probably make us cringe.
Okay. See, and I think that's fantastic, because when these 8 or 10 or 12 people that interact with the customer, I mean, every single one of them represents the company and the standards, and it has to be 5-star, and everyone contributes to that. And oh, by the way, when I just recently looked at your website, it looks like there are about 500, almost all 5-star reviews, and I think there were one or two that were 4-star reviews. I mean, that's spectacular. It's unheard of.
Well, we certainly have bad reviews. You can find them, but that was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like a restaurant under new management, you don't care what the reviews were 2 years ago. You care about the reviews yesterday and today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a saying. It's called getting better every day.
Mm-hmm.
We screwed up yesterday. Don't judge us how we start. Judge us how we finish.
Well, and the bottom line is the double lifetime warranty. If there is something that might not be perfect or just right, it's going to be resolved to the customer's satisfaction. Bottom line.
Absolutely.
And there's and that's the best you can do. No one's perfect, okay? But when I think I judge just about everything by not what happened, but how did you respond to what happened? Mm-hmm. And I think that's I think it's huge. I think it says everything. So all right. So again, for our listeners all around the country, here's how you reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard: 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914, or you could also visit online at bath-wizard.com. Bath, don't forget the dash, wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, and I'm just so excited to see your company just exploding. I'm excited about the quality, filming every project, the top five reasons I'm excited about all of it, and I'm just really happy to be maybe a tiny part of helping that and watching you grow and take over the world.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. I'm hearing too much about this. I'm going to share a story from a sweet, sweet lady that I met, and it's time to revisit this now.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. We're going to call this consumer alert. Beware of the free referral services. They may be too good to be true. So, didn't your parents ever say, tell you, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. There's probably something wrong with that. So you go on to Facebook or some of these websites, and if they're going to sell you a 2021 Mercedes-Benz and it's only $1,300, you're like, wow, there must be something wrong with that. This sounds too good to be true. Well, that's great intuition, because guess what? That is too good to be true. Someone is just trying to get in your wallet or do some funny stuff there. So let's just cut to the bottom line of this. Why are these free referral services, and they promise to help you find a place for your mother, your father, your elderly loved one? There's kind of the big boy on the block, and then there are about a half a dozen to a dozen other free referral services trying to be them and chasing after them and grabbing onto their coattails. So why are the – and they promise to help you find a place, right? So the senior care community. But they're free. Why are the free referral services free to you? Do you ever think about that? Does it sound too good to be true? Oh my goodness, they're free. Does it bother you that they don't actually work for you? And by the way, that's why they're free. The free referral service is free to you because they don't work for you. Does that concern you at all? Are you comfortable with basing one of the most important decisions that you will ever make in your entire lifetime, basing that decision on a service company or individual that does not work for you? Just think about it. They don't work for you. That's why they're free. So here's what they do. They go around town, all kinds of towns all over the country, and they're hitting up all of the providers, all the senior care providers in town. And by all them, I mean all of them. And then a few of them will actually agree to pay these free referral services thousands and thousands of dollars for their sales and marketing efforts. Okay? It's very common. So if you engage with the free referral service, you pick one of the places on their short, incomplete list of places. And by the way, that's who they work for. The free referral services work for the places they recommend. And they get paid by the places they recommend. Not objective, huh? Not at all. So they will pay, and this is pretty common, up to the first month's cost when you move in there. So if you move into an assisted living community, you're looking at $6,000, $7,000, maybe $5,000 a month on the low end. Well, that's their commission. If you move into a place that's $10,000 cost for the first month, that's their commission. Some people call that a kickback. Okay? So they lure you in with a tremendous sales and marketing effort. This is a machine. They lure you into calling them or contacting them because, after all, free is a very powerful word. Free, I mean, oh my gosh, oh wow, I can afford that. That's free. Free is a very powerful word. The worse the economy is, the more powerful that word is, right? Then you give them all of your personal information about your situation and your loved one. And it's very personal information. Okay. So again, they go around, they knock on the doors of any and all senior care providers. Hey, we're really good at sales and marketing. We're going to get you a lot of leads. You're the lead, by the way. Well, that sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds really caring. But you're the lead. You're the prospect. We're really good at that, and we're going to send you a ton of leads, and if they pick you, then we want you to pay the first month's cost. $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. Deal? And actually, some places say deal. So then, again, they lure you in with a tremendous sales and marketing machine. You give them all of your personal information about your situation and your loved one, and then guess what happens? They instantly, and it will be within, like, a few seconds of the end of that phone call or when you click send if you fill out something online. They blast that information. It's all automated. They will blast that personal information of yours out to their short, incomplete list of providers in that area. And then guess what? This is where it really gets interesting and irritating. It's a race to see who can get to you first. Your phone will explode with aggressive calls from hungry sales agents needing to make a sale to meet their quota. Isn't that exciting? I mean, that's what we've come to here. And on about the 10th phone call, you've had it. You've had enough. And you start yelling at these people. Stop calling me. Why aren't you people stop calling me? I told you I was just thinking about it. I'm not ready to move yet. And then you're going to get another 10 calls. And then you're going to get another 10 calls. Because that is the system. They work for a bunch of buildings, facilities, that pay them huge money to help them fill their facilities. So they're going to drive you nuts trying to get you in that facility because that's how they make money, period. Once you choose a place from their short, incomplete list of providers, again, they get a huge kickback, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, maybe up to $8,000, $10,000. They don't represent all of your options available. Only the place is willing to pay them huge kickbacks for their sales and marketing efforts. And this is one of the things that just really, really irks me. If the place across the street is not willing to pay to play, and there are plenty of great great providers that aren't willing to play this game. Do you really think you'll hear about that place, even if that one is actually the best place for your mom, your dad, your loved one? I think we all know the answer to that question. And I recently worked with some clients, and they said, I called this place to set up a tour. And they said, okay, so they scheduled the tour. They said, all right, now, how about a tour with this place and that place and that place? And she's like, well, wait a minute. I thought you worked for, you know, XYZ community. Why are you sending me to your competitors? Well, I mean we do work for XYZ, but we can help you, you know, set up some of these others. She said, well, wait a minute. You're some kind of middleman. I didn't call you. I called the place. So that's some really super deceptive sales tactics out there. I can't believe they're allowed to get away with that. Maybe one of these days someone's going to call them on that and shut that down. But, you know, the bottom line is I've previously shared some scathing complaints from online, publicly available from the Better Business Bureau about how one particular free referral service has just crossed the line so many times. It's unbelievable. So how do you spot a free referral service that works just like this? And I'll make it super simple for you. You just look for one word, and that word is free. And if that service is free to you, then this is exactly how it works. They get paid kickbacks by the places they recommend. They don't represent all of your options. They don't work for you. That's why it's free. So again, beware of the free referral services.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
And coming up next, I'll tell you about a firm that is the polar opposite of the free referral services.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Oil makes the world go round. OPEC decided to cut 1 million barrels per day of oil that you need to fill up your gas tank. Windmills and solar panels won't do the job. Since the U.S. stopped being self-reliant on its own energy, will you be paying for it at the pump? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I think it's pretty clear I don't care for the free referral services. Oh, Steve, really? I couldn't have guessed that. Right? I don't like them. Frankly, I think a lot of these tactics are unethical. And that's right, I said unethical. And if you don't like that, I mean, challenge me on that. Here's one example of an unethical business practice or tactic. Okay, calling someone dozens and dozens of times who politely asked you to stop calling. Okay, that's one of the Better Business Bureau complaints, and I can read it to you next time if you want me to. Okay, not informing the family of a place across the street not willing to pay to play, only telling them about places on your short incomplete list that pay you the giant kickbacks, unethical. Posing as ABC, you know, assisted living community, when actually you're a middleman, you're one of these free referral services setting up tours for them and three or four or five other places, unethical. Okay? So let me tell you something about the polar opposite of all of these free referral services. And guess what it is? It's my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We do business the right way. We do business ethically. Right? For a reasonable flat fee for service, we work directly for our clients. We objectively walk alongside them through this entire search and selection process. We take a, so in the financial terms, it's called a fiduciary. So a financial advisor that's a fiduciary, they are bound by law to work in your best interest. And I'm not exactly sure how that's monitored and measured, but it is, and it's a real serious thing. So my business model with Senior Care Consulting is a fiduciary approach. We work for the family, with the family. We work in the best interest of our families and our clients. And we do our absolute best. And based on a very comprehensive geriatric care assessment, that is a proprietary geriatric care assessment, I call it a care profile, based on that, we research the entire marketplace to identify our top options, not some short little list of our buddies giving us $5,000, $10,000 in kickbacks. Okay, that does not exist as Senior Care Consulting. We research the entire marketplace to identify our top options for our clients, because guess what? We're working for them. We're working in their best interest. If they're placing their mom, I approach this like it's my own family, and I'm trying to do my very best. In fact, one of the core values at Senior Care Consulting is treat your family as our own, right? Your family with us, and that's one of the guiding principles. So then we go out to our top prospects, and we take a tour. We ask a lot of questions. We gather a lot of information. We're done in just a few hours. It saves our clients dozens and dozens of hours of their time. And then we produce a report that has all that data-driven, objective, quantifiable information in the report so that now our clients have a wealth of information on the top senior care communities meeting their exact needs. And now our clients are in the best possible position to choose the place that they're the most comfortable with. Make an informed decision. Move forward with confidence. That's what the whole program is about. So I mentioned, about 3 weeks ago, something like that. That, and I was so excited, and I'm still so excited, that Senior Care Consulting is now expanding nationally through the franchising model. There are franchise opportunities available all over the place. Now, I have also been flooded with inquiries about that, by the way. And so I just wanted to share that opportunity with you. So first of all, if you need help finding the best place available, and you want someone working for you, not the places they recommend, give us a call, 913-945-2800. Even though I'm based in Kansas City, I'm helping a couple right now with the Nashville placement, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm helping them in we set up all the virtual meetings, and this is just working perfectly. They're going to be moving from the KC area down to the Nashville area where their daughter and son-in-law and the grandkids are. And so together, all of us as a team, we're doing our very best for this sweet couple that I'm working with right now in the Kansas City area. So again, if you need help with placement, you have questions, you want a free consultation, be happy to visit with you, 913-945-2800. On the business opportunity side of Senior Care Consulting, if you're interested in discussing owning a franchise. Maybe you have a job, and I've talked to so many people that say, you know, I have a job and I just don't feel like I make a difference. I feel like I'm a number in my company. I want something. I'm looking for something with purpose. I'm looking for something where I can help people and make a difference and feel good about that. Okay. Well, Senior Care Consulting, guess what? All those boxes, check, 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 check. That's what it's all about, owning a business where you can take your passion and make a difference and have purpose in the services that you deliver. It's just, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal business opportunity. And guess what the vision statement of Senior Care Consulting is? We will be the nation's top alternative to the free referral services. Senior Care Consulting will disrupt the status quo of an entire industry by offering a placement service with integrity. Folks, this is a movement. This is a movement. This is a really, really big deal. If you're interested in discussing franchise opportunities with Senior Care Consulting, you can call 1-800-SCC, Senior Care Consulting, 1-800-SCC-FRAN. Or I'll save you the work. I'll give you the numbers, 1-800-722-3726. Or you could also send an email, franchising@seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, and then I just wanted to say just a quick, you know, happy belated birthday to all of my kiddos, Mallory, Ethan, Logan, and Noah. Somehow, all of the Keeker Kid birthdays fell in March, and boy, we had lots of celebrations, and we took our daughter to see Hamilton. That was awesome, by the way. So we just had a great month of birthdays. And then last but definitely not least, I hope that you and your family are enjoying your Easter weekend, and that Easter Sunday is one of my favorite times of the entire year, where I get to proclaim, "He is risen. He is risen indeed." All right, I just really enjoyed that program today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. After former President Trump was formally indicted last week, Tom Bevin of RealClearPolitics.com told the Salem Radio Network that he has seen a wave of support.
I think the evidence is clear that it has helped him, certainly at the national level. When you look at the polls that come out, Donald Trump had about a 15-point lead over Ron DeSantis from the beginning of the year, basically, and it was almost unchanged. But if you look at just the last few days, we've had a number of polls come out that have boosted his lead to over 20%, close to 25%.
A new poll from Question Pro, which found 75% of self-identified Republican voters say they're now more likely to vote for Mr. Trump as a result of his court appearance. And when asked if the election were held today, 65% of respondents selected Mr. Trump, a sizable lead over his nearest challenger, the Florida Governor DeSantis, who claimed 25%. But both men are far ahead of former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 3%, and Senator Tim Scott, who is not a declared candidate, with 3%. President Biden's traveling this week to the United Kingdom and to Ireland.
The overseas trip will help mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Accord, a U.S. brokered agreement that helped end decades of deadly sectarian violence in Northern Ireland. Mr. Biden will first visit Belfast, Northern Ireland, which is part of the U.K., before traveling to the Republic of Ireland, where he will celebrate deep historic ties between the U.S. and that country. It will be the president's first visit to both countries since taking office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Houston man declared innocent in 2021 after being convicted in a fatal stabbing and serving 7 years in prison has now been charged with murder following a shooting over a minor traffic accident Thursday night. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Business sentiment among big Japanese manufacturers worsened in the first quarter of the year.
That's according to a Bank of Japan survey of business sentiments. It was the fifth straight decline in manufacturers' sentiments in the quarterly survey. The central bank survey showed manufacturers' sentiment stood at plus 1, down from plus 7 in December. It's the worst result since December 2020.
Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, sentiments among non-manufacturers improved 1 point to plus 20, marking the fourth straight quarter of improvement. The Japanese economy has been hit by inflationary pressures even as it sees continuing deflation. Syrian state media says a deadly landmine explosion killed at least 6 people. The news agency said the explosion Sunday hit civilians who were foraging for truffles in the countryside, blamed the incident on a landmine planted by the Islamic State group. More at townhall.com. Here's an interesting new report from the U.S. Census Bureau.
The Bureau says people working from home became more diverse, better educated, and more likely to move during the pandemic. The report says the demographic makeup of people working from home from 2019 till 2021 became more like workers who were actually commuting. The industry groups seeing the biggest jumps in people working from home: information, finance, and administrative services. The smallest gains: agriculture and mining, entertainment, and food services, not to mention the armed forces. Jason Walker reporting.
A 78-year-old woman with 2 bank robbery convictions already now faces new charges after authorities say she handed a teller a note that said, "I didn't mean to scare you," during a Missouri heist last week. She's been jailed on $25,000 bond. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
It's a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I want to wish you a very happy holiday for those celebrating Passover, for those celebrating Easter. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here when your only recourse is the emergency room or the urgent care. You can come directly into the doctor's office and call us, 877-726-8255. Know if you've been run over by an errant e-bicyclist here in New York City, I don't suggest that you call 877-726-8255, apply a tourniquet, and go immediately to the emergency room. But if you've got another concern, perhaps something that you're experiencing on the health front, or maybe you've experienced the benefits of some form of natural medicine that we've talked about in this program, please feel free to share. 877-726-8255. Comments always are welcome. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. Maybe some of you are in transit. So it may be a little hard to call, but that's okay. We've got lots on the agenda. We're going to talk about a new job description, stool donor. And, yeah, it's actually a very, very exacting profession. It may be harder to get into Harvard. I'm sorry, harder to get into the stool donor program than getting into Harvard or an Ivy League school. 877-726-8255. We'll talk about new plans for the makers of mRNA vaccines. They want to roll out on that platform a whole lot of new medications and treatments and vaccinations, but I wonder about the public acceptance of these after the relative debacle that has occurred with the rollout of the vaccines during COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. If you subscribe to our newsletter, and you should, you can go to drhoffman.com and put in your email, and in your inbox each week, you'll get our weekly newsletter. We're going to be talking about nutrients in the news, fish oil, magnesium, vitamin D, and curcumin. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview because there's a really big story on fish oil. And, you know, fish oil in the old Rodney Dangerfield expression, don't get no respect. And, in fact, there were a spate of articles a couple of years ago about how fish oil doesn't work, it's worthless. This headline from ScienceAlert.com, and I'm quoting, "This incredibly popular supplement is pretty much useless, says huge new study." And there was kind of an interesting paradox, because while the benefits of omega-3 supplements were being downplayed, a company in the pharmaceutical arena, Amarin Pharmaceuticals, made a big splash with its introduction of prescription Vascepa, which is a purified EPA that is available only by prescription. Yeah, it's paid for by insurance, but it costs a heck of a lot if you buy it retail, a lot more than over-the-counter supplements. And it was touted as, and I'm reading from their own website, touted as offering 25% additional heart protection over and above statins. So in other words, if you have cardiovascular risk, and if you do, the state of the art is to put you on a statin drug. But then if you were to take Vascepa on top of your statin, you would get an additional 25% of additional heart protection. And it was even suggested that their purified pharmaceutical grade EPA in Vascepa was vastly superior to store-bought fish oil supplements, which are a combination of EPA and DHA. And the DHA part was deemed useless and even counterproductive for heart protection. They thought the secret sauce was the high-test EPA, and that's what they were marketing. Amarin even launched lawsuits, which were only partially effective, against fish oil companies for, quote, stealing their intellectual property by making claims about fish oil supplements. So what they said is, look, we spent the money, we did the studies, and you guys can't make claims about fish oil because you didn't do the studies, so we're going to sue you if you try to compete with our pharmaceutical products. Okay, well, fast forward to this month. Very exciting study came out, and it pertains to brain, not so much heart, although undoubtedly there are heart benefits to omega-3 supplements. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition published a blockbuster review of the impact of omega-3s on cognitive wellness. And this is a huge problem because the incidence of neurological diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, are soaring. And we have precious few drugs that can have any impact whatsoever on it. New drugs have been introduced, but they're colossally expensive. They have serious side effects. It remains to be seen if long-term they can truly prevent Alzheimer's disease. But due to popular demand, and this is a controversial decision by FDA, they green-lighted the approval of some of these medications, even against the advice of some of the FDA advisors. And it was more of a political decision to appease pharmaceutical industry, but also to appease patient advocacy groups who said, hey, come on, we need to fast track some things urgently for this disease. And so, okay, so this study looked at, by the way, entitled The Relationship of Omega-3 Fatty Acids with Dementia and Cognitive Decline. It appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The researchers looked at the relationship between omega-3 consumption and brain health in three ways, and that's really key. Because, well, you can do dietary histories. You can say, well, how much fish do you eat? Do you take omega-3 supplements? But often these dietary histories are unreliable. You know, people can barely tell you what they ate last Thursday, much less over many years. And it may take years and years of supplementation and or fish consumption to get any kind of benefit. So, all right. So they looked at 1,135 individuals, average age 73, which is an age where cognitive decline can begin. And they were followed for 6 years. And they used sensitive neuroimaging of the brain to detect the first signs of onset of Alzheimer's disease. And what they found was, and I'm quoting, long-term users of omega-3 fatty acid supplements exhibited a, get this, 64% reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease. That's not a 5%, not a 10%. That's a high double-digit reduction in the risk. All right, so next, they surveyed the scientific literature. They looked at all the potential studies investigating the relationship of omega-3 supplementation to cognitive decline. And they picked out 48 studies that cut the mustard in terms of their validity, statistical significance, accuracy, lack of bias. Those studies comprised over 100,000 individuals who were followed for many years. And this is what they found. A moderate to high level of evidence that suggested that dietary intake of omega-3 fatty acids could lower the risk of all-cause dementia or cognitive decline by around 20%. And here's the key, especially for DHA intake. So the DHA, which ain't in a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs, well, may be helpful for the DPA, may be helpful for the heart, but it's the DHA which may be the key to brain protection. And finally, they reviewed evidence linking blood levels, because blood levels don't lie. Blood levels tell you whether people have been eating a lot of fish or taking their omega-3 supplements faithfully. And you can measure EPA and DHA easily in the blood. EPA is in the plasma, and DHA is in the red blood cell membranes. And what they found is that elevated levels of EPA and DHA were associated with a lower risk of cognitive decline. And so dramatic was the effect that they concluded, and I'm quoting, each increment of 0.1 grams per day, that's 100 milligrams, of DHA or EPA intake was associated with an 8 to 10% lower risk of cognitive decline. So imagine typical high-potency fish oil brands, like the ones we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, available to you via full script or online dispensary, deliver 500 to 800 milligrams of EPA plus DHA per gel cap. That's 0.5 to 0.8 grams, so that's 5 to 8 times an 8 to 10% lower risk of cognitive decline. Do the math. Might we not expect significant double-digit protection for someone taking even as few as a couple of capsules per day, especially when on top of a diet that's rich in omega-3-rich seafood? So a very, very dramatic study on the efficacy of fish oil for brain protection, which is really key. What's it going to live in a long life if your brain's not working? 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your questions, your comments, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about Vital Nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
DR
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, 365. That means anytime you like, questions should occur to you during the week. Maybe you're busy during the program, or maybe you're a little shy about calling in live. You can always call in and you can record a question. All right. I recently celebrated Passover, had the family over for a Seder. That's the traditional Passover dinner. And the rules for Passover is that you got to eat matzah, which is unleavened bread. And you can have dessert, but it's got to be dessert that's unleavened. So you can't use yeast to make, say, a cake. So I'm pretty happy with the way my Passover brownies turned out. And I utilized the product of one of our sponsors, which is Flava Naturals cocoa powder, as the cocoa powder. So got an additional health benefit from what seems like a sugary indulgence. And I'll show you the ingredients. You need to use packed almond flour. It comes in a package, and you don't want to use almond meal because it's too coarse. So you need really finely ground almond flour. So 1.5 cups of almond flour. We used 1/3 cup of the Flava Naturals cocoa powder. We did use sugar because we didn't want to put artificial flavorings in there, but a moderate amount of white sugar. You use some baking powder, half a teaspoon of salt, 3 large eggs, some olive oil, threw in some vanilla. And the secret to give it a little bit of texture was half a cup of kosher for Passover chocolate chips. And at the end, after you bake it in an oven at 350 degrees, use a little powdered sugar on top for garnish. It makes it look really pretty because the white powdered sugar contrasts with the brown brownies. And it was really good. They were light and fluffy, and they confer health benefits, it turns out. All right, this item. If you're looking for employment, you know, the strained economy, lots of layoffs, here's a job opportunity. And there's a pitch from humanmicrobes.org. It's a place that does FMT, fecal microbiota transplants, stool transplants. They're recruiting people who are healthy enough to qualify as a high-quality stool donor, and they're encouraging them to sign up and start donating their stool. And here's the pitch. You can make as much as $500 per stool sample or up to $180,000 a year as a stool donor. But here's the catch. Only 0.1% of the population are still healthy enough to be good stool donors. They have to have not taken lots of antibiotics. They have to have not been exposed to communicable diseases. They're very carefully screened. They have to be of normal weight, because if you are overweight, you may confer microbes which have the potential to cause weight gain. This has been demonstrated in rodents. If you take the stool from an obese rat and administer it to a thin rat via fecal transplantation, the thin rat will start to gain weight. And so there's a lot of stringent requirements. This job ain't easy. It may be easier to get a security clearance for Homeland Security or to be admitted to Harvard University than to become, to be selected as one of the anointed members of that very, very tiny elite class, people who are still healthy enough to qualify as high-quality stool donors. Try it out. Humanmicrobes.org, who knows? You may qualify and make up to $180,000 a year or $500 per stool sample. I wonder if they allow you to take groceries off as a business expense. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Feel free to call in. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Many factors influence a woman's decisions about birth control. Certain health issues can make some options unsafe because birth control that contains estrogen can increase risks for blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. The best method that a woman can choose is one that is safe and one that she can use consistently and correctly. That's why the Alexandra Rowan Foundation urges women to speak with their healthcare provider about their own health history when choosing a birth control method. For a free questionnaire, visit alexrowanfoundation.org. High blood pressure often has no overt symptoms, but can still increase your likelihood of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health risks. That's why the American Medical Association urges you to know your numbers and to make the simple lifestyle changes that can help control your blood pressure. This includes eating right, drinking alcohol only in moderation, being more physically active, and maintaining a healthy weight. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. That's manageyourbp.org.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. 34.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed. a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And in spite of the fact that this is a holiday, we are here. We are available. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose your question. 877-726-8255. All right, there's a cheery article here in The Guardian, which is the British equivalent of the New York Times, the paper of authority across the pond. And it's entitled, Cancer and Heart Disease Vaccines, quote, ready by end of the decade. Pharmaceutical firm says groundbreaking jabs could save millions of lives. And I'm quoting here from The Guardian. Millions of lives could be saved by a groundbreaking set of new vaccines for a range of conditions, including cancer, experts have said. A leading pharmaceutical firm said it is confident that jabs for cancer, the word in England for shots is jabs, jabs for cancer, cardiovascular, and autoimmune diseases and other conditions will be ready by 2030. Studies into these vaccinations are also showing, quote, tremendous promise, with some researchers saying 15 years' worth of progress has been unspooled in 12 to 18 months thanks to the success of the COVID jab. The company in question is Moderna, the makers of one of the popular COVID shots, who, along with Pfizer and BioNT, which is a German company that makes the Pfizer vaccine, are very confident that they can take their mRNA platform, the very self-same platform that has delivered us the COVID shots, and they can tweak it to treat a variety of conditions, cancer, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disease, even taking care of genetic problems. Because what they simply need to do is they simply need to load the mRNA, which are genetic instructions, onto vaccines, and they can fix a variety of problems. One of the spokespersons for this pharmaceutical company says, I think we'll have mRNA-based therapies for rare diseases that were previously undruggable, and I think that 10 years from now, we would be approaching a world where you can, where you truly can identify the genetic cause of a disease and with relative simplicity go and edit that out and repair it using mRNA-based technology. The only problem is, how did that work out for COVID? Well, when it comes to COVID, you know, perhaps we had some protection against the more serious variants of COVID. But now we have people who've been taking 5, 6, 7 COVID shots, and there's very little evidence of efficacy of these mRNA vaccines. They also can cause pretty serious side effects. It's been admitted that they can sometimes, albeit rarely, cause very serious and devastating side effects, myocarditis, stroke, and other types of problems. There are a lot of vaccine-injured people, and percentage-wise, it's a very, very tiny percentage of the hundreds of millions of people who've received COVID shots, but still, it's quite disconcerting. So how and why can they say that this has been a terrific success and that we're going to draft on that success to create a whole new series of vaccines that people can get? I mean, look, the major killer is cardiovascular disease, one of the second biggest killers after stroke, heart disease, cancer,
And so could we be entering an era where people will be routinely vaccinated against these conditions with a vaccine which has shown limited efficacy against COVID, a pretty straightforward proposition, an infectious disease, and with unforeseeable side effects? A lot of people are concerned about using genetic material which can have long-lasting consequences for people who receive lots of shots. And this is interesting because these pharmaceutical executives are so confident that we can vanquish these diseases. But here's a survey just out. It's entitled Trust on Coronavirus and CDC Recommendations, which would include recommendations for not just vaccines, but distancing, lockdowns, and masking. Overall, in the U.S., the confidence is less than half, 44%. And it's based largely on political affiliation. A majority of Democrats have trust on the CDC recommendations, 69%. Independents, less so, 37%. The GOP, a mere 22%. And so how in the world are these pharmaceutical executives expecting that the population will sign up for some of these new unexplored technologies? This is only the beginning, folks, because COVID gave them an opportunity to begin ramping out novel technologies, which we barely understand in terms of their long-term consequences. They look great on paper, but in terms of effectiveness and in terms of long-term side effects, have been largely unvetted. COVID really accelerated the development, uptake, and acceptance of these new technologies, the mRNA platform. But is it really the answer to the many chronic diseases that plague us? I'm not really sure. 877-726-8255, our number. Another way to approach this is by increasing our resilience. And let me tell you about my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. You just need to go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, then click Immunity Reset. Yeah, we have great confidence in medical technology to vanquish all and sundry diseases, including coming pandemics, because as viruses and bacteria mutate, inevitably they pose new epidemic and pandemic challenges. But one of the best approaches is to increase our resilience. And there's an interesting study here that looks at risk factors for COVID. And among the key risk factors for COVID, we know, is obesity. There's a pretty straight line between obesity and overweight and bad outcomes of COVID. And this study is entitled Prevalence and Clinical Implications of Abnormal Body Composition in Patients with COVID-19, a systematic review. And what they did here is they used sophisticated techniques for analyzing body composition. They used impedance analysis, which is actually an older technique. Newer techniques estimate fat mass and lean body mass with even greater accuracy. But using this technique, for which there are a lot of studies, they found that there was a very high correlation between low muscle mass and also for high visceral fat, the kind of bad fat that gets deposited in your belly. But there is a phenomenon called muscle fat, fat that's deposited in your muscle. You know, lean body mass constitutes bones, organs, and muscle. And when fat begins to infiltrate your muscle, that is not good. It has really bad metabolic consequences, and even has consequences for immunity. So they say that disease severity and hospitalization outcomes were directly related to intramuscular fat, which is something that happens when you don't exercise and when you eat a lot of bad food. And your waist circumference increases. You become more prey to COVID. That's a simpler approach and not a fail-safe approach because, don't forget, some people in perfectly good physical condition had severe cases of COVID. But statistically, your chances are vastly reduced when you have a good body composition. Does fatigue sometimes hold you back? Well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, and it's about your mitochondria. Your mitochondria are responsible for your body's natural energy production. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to optimize metabolic function via the mitochondria is NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've seen it work in our patients. I take it myself. It's available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full spectrum and vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT factor. There's immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I use the NT factor powder in my shakes. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Diane in Pennsylvania. Hi, Diane. How are you? Happy Easter weekend. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Happy Passover to you. Your brownies sound yummy. So I recently became interested in various rock crystals, unikite, hematite, and, you know, I'm not particularly a person to buy into the medical healing or spiritual aspects, but more for the aesthetic beauty and so forth. But, you know, I do wonder about some of the stones. For example, hematite carries apparently an electric charge. And, you know, I've moved my TV, my smart TV, before when having a hematite rock in my pocket, and it practically blew the screen out. You know, so I'm just wondering if there's any science at all behind, you know, some of the claims, you know, that the stone is a vibrational.
Well, that's really interesting, because I actually had a discussion with a colleague of mine that I really respect at our annual in-person meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health. And he's a guy who is from the UK, and he's a brilliant guy, and he really understands physics, chemistry, biology, and medicine. And he was talking a lot about this kind of stuff and about how certain crystals, certain modalities can have a beneficial effect, a protective effect on the body, but also certain things that we do, like our exposure to microwaves, our exposure to the servers and the modems that are in all our homes and apartments, businesses, the new 5G towers that they're erecting everywhere, that these can have unforeseen effects on our health. So this is it's a murky area, and it sounds flaky. I mean, it sounds like, buy this crystal and it will, you know, protect you from all manner of harm. And I think there's an element of overreach and, frankly, quackery and fraud in this realm, you know, where people are selling stuff and they're making all kinds of claims that this is efficacious against a wide variety of diseases. So it's for real. We need to expand our understanding of the interaction between electromagnetic fields in the body for good or for harm, both ways, and limit our exposure to harmful electromagnetic rays, and maybe harness the benefits of electromagnetic fields to cure diseases. And, you know, I think that this could emerge into very sophisticated technology to treat serious disease, maybe even cancer, because there are certain vibrational frequencies directed at cells can do helpful things, but also can cause harm. So that's much as I'll say right now, and this is an area that we're going to explore in future episodes of Intelligent Medicine. But we want to do it the right way. We want to do it in a responsible way and not, you know, be making wild claims about devices or crystals or claiming that new technology is going to doom mankind because somewhere the truth lies in the middle. 877-726-8255, our number. Thank you for that call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's Kathy Caprino, global career and leadership coach.
I suggest everybody who's listening who says, I don't really know what I'm great at, go somewhere quiet with a pad and pencil, shut off all devices, and here's a tip. Write down the 20, I call them the 20 facts of you, the accomplishments you've had that you've made that you are most proud of. And I don't care if it's when you were 10 and you had the best lemonade stand. What you're most proud of. And then what you want to do is dimensionalize what are the skills and talents that I have that I could achieve that.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Sharpen your tusks. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A fox saw a wild boar sharpening his tusks on a stone. The fox said, "Man, I've been through this whole forest today, and I haven't seen even one hunter out. I don't know why you're doing that." And the wild boar said, "If I waited for the hunters to get here, it would be too late for me to get ready for them." We all have tusks to sharpen. Preparation is the key to success. Sometimes sharpening our tusks means staying in front of relationship challenges and talking things out before they get too big. Other times, sharpening our tusks might mean working harder at our jobs or exercising more. Whatever it is, and whatever sharpening your tusks means to you, it's time to start doing it. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Oil makes the world go round. OPEC decided to cut 1 million barrels per day of oil that you need to fill up your gas tank. Windmills and solar panels won't do the job. Since the U.S. stopped being self-reliant on its own energy, will you be paying for it at the pump? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And I have to say that listeners can learn from the stories that we cover here on Intelligent Medicine, because we cover all the main stories. We touch upon them, and sometimes with a critical view towards the party line and towards the mainstream interpretation. But we also sometimes bring up things that are kind of novel that you won't hear too much about in the mainstream media. And this is one such story. And if you're a chiropractor, anybody who does body work, works with children, this is a really important story. And I don't know how it got missed by the mainstream media. It's a new study about thoracic spine pain in children. Okay, now we know a lot of adults have back pain. Thoracic spine pain means in the upper back. And so we adults, you know, it's always something, right? You know, it's like, oh, I got a little pain on the left side, the right side, the middle, the top, the shoulders. But kids also have a high prevalence of thoracic spine pain. It's even got an abbreviation, TSP. They did a study which was aimed to determine the incidence of thoracic spine pain in high school students, but also to identify what predicted the likelihood of TSP in high school students. And what they found was that it was extraordinarily prevalent. The one-year prevalence of ongoing thoracic spine pain was 38.4% in high school students. I found that incredible. And what were the predisposing risk factors for TSP? Well, number one, being a female. Being an adolescent female in the age group of 15 to 18 was a factor that made it more likely you would have TSP. Clinical mental health problems were also going to increase the likelihood by about threefold. Now, what is it about mental health problems that could increase thoracic spine pain? Well, mental health problems in adolescents are very highly correlated with screen time. So they also found that sitting while using a tablet gave you about twice the likelihood of having thoracic spine pain. Because think of the posture that these kids use while peering into a screen. The distance of the eye from the cell phone screen of or more than 20 centimeters, or even worse, more than 30 centimeters, the further away the screen was, the more likely it is you have to bend over. Cell phone mobile use duration of more than 3 hours gave you about a 1.5 times higher risk. Tablet use time of more than 3 hours gave you twice the risk. And a semi-lying prone position while using the phone gave you a 1.5 times risk for thoracic spinal pain. So, whoa. These researchers conclude that there's a high prevalence of thoracic spine pain in high school students, which is associated with female sex mental health problems and the use of electronic devices for inappropriate duration in an improper position. This is a whole new epidemic, folks, of back pain in kids related to screen use. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Many factors influence a woman's decisions about birth control. Certain health issues can make some options unsafe because birth control that contains estrogen can increase risks for blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. The best method that a woman can choose is one that is safe and one that she can use consistently and correctly. That's why the Alexandra Rowan Foundation urges women to speak with their healthcare provider about their own health history when choosing a birth control method. For a free questionnaire, visit alexrowanfoundation.org. High blood pressure often has no overt symptoms, but can still increase your likelihood of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health risks. That's why the American Medical Association urges you to know your numbers and to make the simple lifestyle changes that can help control your blood pressure. This includes eating right, drinking alcohol only in moderation, being more physically active, and maintaining a healthy weight. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. That's Manage Your BP.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The future of the most commonly used abortion drug in the U.S. remains uncertain following conflicting court rulings over the legality of mifepristone. On Friday, a district judge in Texas ordered a hold on federal approval of the drug, but that decision came as another one, an Obama appointee, essentially ordered the opposite. National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias says she's applauding the Texas court's action because she doesn't believe the abortion pill is safe.
We are going to keep working to make sure that people realize this isn't as safe and easy as just popping an aspirin.
Tobias says the Texas judge made the right decision.
I think it was a wise one. If the FDA didn't do its job before promoting this pill, then they should go back and look at it again.
Overseas, French President Emmanuel Macron says it's time for the European Union to develop strategies independent from the United States and China. Macron tells French media the EU's member states should avoid becoming vassals, and that it could function as a third pole in geopolitics alongside Washington and Beijing. The BBC's Hugh Martin reports.
In the interview, President Macron said Europe should reduce its dependency on the United States and avoid getting involved in any conflict between Washington and Beijing over Taiwan. He warned that if tensions continue to increase there, Europe could find itself without the time or resources to make its own decisions and could become simply America's followers. He does say that where views overlap, that should be made clear. Nevertheless, the comments have sparked widespread dismay and anger. In the US, the Republican Senator Marco Rubio asked whether the president was speaking for Europe or just for France.
Domestic violence in Florida, where police in Orlando say 4 people, including a child, are dead after the suspect shot 3 victims, then was killed by police. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Israeli warplanes and artillery struck targets in Syria following rare rocket fire from the northeastern neighbor as Jewish-Muslim tensions reached a peak on Sunday at a volatile Jerusalem shrine with simultaneous religious rituals. The BBC's Yolanda Nell has more from Jerusalem.
There are Palestinian Muslim worshippers who have remained in the mosque overnight. They've now located themselves on the courtyard there and have been conducting their prayers as Israeli police continue to conduct visits around the site, escorting several hundred Jewish visitors, religious Jews in the main, who have come to the Western Wall for the priestly blessing later and are also wanting, during this Passover pilgrimage occasion, to go to the site that they call as Temple Mount.
More breaking news and analysis, you can find them at townhall.com. Florida schedules an execution for next month.
A man convicted of breaking into a woman's Florida Panhandle apartment and fatally stabbing her 37 times is set to be executed next month. Daryl B. Barwick's execution is set for May 3rd. Barwick was arrested about 2 weeks after slaying Rebecca Wendt in her Panama City apartment in March 1986. He told investigators he meant to rob Wendt and only stabbed her after she resisted. Blood tests linked Barwick to the crime scene, John Scott reporting.
With rents rising at mobile home parks, housing advocates urging state legislatures to pass bills that would help residents buy their parks if they're put up for sale. In recent years, large investment firms have been buying the properties across the country, often selling them for redevelopment or raising rent and displacing residents, many of whom are seniors or people with disabilities living on fixed incomes. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, an Oscar-winning British character actor in An Easter Story, all about a little tree. Then after that, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve and his family prepare for Easter. It's from the final season of that comedy program, 16 Years on Radio. Edmund Gwynn is probably best remembered today for his Academy Award-winning portrayal of Kris Kringle in the 1947 holiday classic Miracle on 34th Street. He began his acting career around the turn of the century, appearing on the stages of his native England. His big screen work launched during the early silent era and comprised about 80 films over a 40-year span. He narrated the story of the little tree two of the four times it was presented on the family theater. The other two times the Easter script was used, Gene Lockhart served as narrator. Joining Gwen in this version will be Kathy Johnson, Francis X. Bushman, Marvin Miller, John Stevenson, Guy Hamilton, and Richard Beals, who specialized in little boy voices. This is from April 7th of 1954.
Family Theater presents Edmund Gwen and Dick Contino. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents The Story of Little Tree, starring Edmund Gwen. And here is your host, Dick Contino.
Thank you, Tony Lafrano. Family Theater's only purpose is to bring to everyone's attention a practice that must become an important part of our lives. If we are to win peace for ourselves, peace for our families, and peace for the world, Family Theater urges you to pray. Pray together as a family. And now to our transcribed drama, The Story of Little Tree, starring Edmund Gwen as Grandpa.
Just over this hill is that little creek I was telling you about. Hurry!
Yeah. Hold on a minute, Janie. That creek isn't going anywhere. Oh, it'll still be there whether we run or walk.
How old are you anyway, Grandpa?
Old enough to know better than to take any more of your Sunday hikes with you, young lady. Now, where's this brook you were telling me about?
Right over here. See? Just over this bank.
Oh, yes. Perfect spot to rest.
What? Rest again?
Again? When did we rest the first time?
Well, you were talking about it just a minute ago.
Yes, well, suppose we do it this time. Hmm? Yeah, it looks like a good place. Now that's more like it.
Grandpa, can I wade in the water?
Oh, no, my dear. Better not today, Janie. Remember, we promised your mother we'd be careful not to muss your good clothes.
Shucks. Why does everyone have to get all dressed up? Just because it's Easter.
But this is a very special day, Janie. People dress up because they're glad it's Easter.
I'm not glad. I'd rather go wading.
Oh, but you ought to be glad, my dear. Why, even nature gets all dressed up for the occasion.
Aw.
Yes, well, just look. Look round you. The flowers are all budding and beginning to bloom. The grass is green for the first time all winter. The trees are full of young leaves. Oh, yes, Jenny, yes. Nature knows it's Easter.
Aw, how could grass or trees know about Easter?
Why, honey, a tree probably knows more about Easter than any living thing.
You mean that this big tree here knows it's Easter?
That's right. Well, just look at it. See all those little leaves? They all face upwards toward the sun. Do you know why they turn that way?
Our teacher says they turn up so they can get the sun.
Well, she's correct. Yeah, they need the sunshine to grow. But there's another reason, too, if you care to hear it.
Oh, yes.
Well, now you just settle down beside me here, and I'll tell you how a tree knows about Easter.
Is this a true story, Grandpa?
Well, you won't find it written in any history books, but nobody said it didn't happen this way. No. Now, this is about a tree that lived many, many years ago in a land that's quite away from where you and I are sitting now. Yeah. Now, like any other tree, this little fellow sprouted from a tiny seed and began to grow. Oh, he could hardly wait for the day when he'd be able to push his head up out of the ground. So the little tree rested and gathered his strength for the big day. And finally, he felt that he could make it. So, bracing himself on his tiny roots, he gave a mighty push. And he popped out of the ground like a jack-in-the-box. Yes. Now, for a few minutes, the bright sunlight dazzled the young tree. But when he got used to it, he looked around. Yes. Oh, he was pleased to see that he was growing on top of the hill with a wonderful view of the countryside. And not far away, he could see a small town and nearby a highway running into the town.
started to turn and look in the other direction, when he was suddenly startled by a voice that boomed out,
"Hello there, little tree."
He looked up quickly, and there, towering above him, just a few yards away, was a huge tree smiling down on him.
"You must be 1,000 feet tall."
"No, not quite, I'm afraid. I figure I'm only about 40 feet. Ah, but that's high enough, I guess, for I'm really good and strong, and that's what really counts."
"Gosh, will I ever grow as tall as you?"
"I sure you will, before you know it, too. Just get plenty of sunshine, send your roots down deep, and get lots of nourishment from the earth."
"There's more to this growing business than just standing here, isn't there?"
"Yes, but you'll catch on, all right. Besides, I'll be here to help you if you ever need it."
"Gee, thanks, friend tree. You've helped me a lot already. Gosh, I hope I can remember all the things I'm supposed to do."
Well, the days went by and little tree grew like a weed. By now he was almost 6 inches high. And the big tree looked after him like a mother. Every night he'd keep watch over his small friend until little tree was asleep. And then the big tree too would relax and fall asleep. But one night, while they were both sleeping, a great storm broke over the land. Rain spilled over the hilltop as if dumped from giant buckets. Little tree woke with a start and, was seized with panic. He could feel himself being torn from the earth by the rushing waters. He was still quite young, you see, Jenny, and his roots weren't deep enough or strong enough to hold him against the torrents of water that swirled around him. He called frantically to his friend.
"Help! Help, friend tree! Please help me!"
Yeah, but the big tree was sound asleep. He enjoyed a good rainstorm, for he was strong, and the wind and the rain were like a lullaby to him. A howling gust of wind swept over the hill, bending little tree almost to the ground. As he straightened up, he shouted once more with all his might.
"Help!"
And this time, his big friend heard and looked down. He saw the danger in a moment and quickly brought some of his biggest branches into position over Little Tree, forming a great umbrella to shield him from the driving rain.
"Hold tight, Little Tree. Don't try to fight the wind. Sway with the wind. Sway with it. Like me. Watch me. See? Sway with the wind."
"Oh, I see. Like this. Oh, yes, this is much better."
"That's it. You'll make it all right now. The storm's dying down."
"Boy, that was a close one. Gosh, I've never been so scared in my whole life."
"Yes, I believe you were. Why, you turned white as a birch tree."
Well, it didn't take long for Little Tree to recover from the storm, and as time passed, he developed into a beautiful tree. Actually, he wasn't such a small tree anymore. But his friends still called him Little Tree, and the name seemed to stick. Now, as he grew up, Little Tree began to think more and more of what might happen to him when he reached the age when he would be of value as lumber. And he and the big tree would wonder about it by the hour.
"Yes, I've been thinking about it for years, Little Tree. I'd like to be made into an ox cart and travel about the country. I'd like to see what's beyond those hills in the distance."
"Oh, I can't decide what I'd like to do. You know, being made into an ox car would be kind of fun at that, tree." "Yeah, I hope you get your wish, old friend."
"Well, I have hopes. Hey, see that rickety old ox cart coming along the road there now?"
"Gee, it looks like it's about ready to fall apart."
"That's what I mean. That man's had that old cart for almost 20 years now. And he's ready for a new one."
But why do we have to be cut down and made into something at all? Why can't we just keep on growing here like we are?"
"Well, maybe we will. You see, Little Tree, I believe that everything on earth is put here for some reason."
"Oh, shucks. What good are those pesky little bugs that bother us all the time?"
"Well, now don't forget that while they annoy us, they're food for the birds."
"Yeah, I guess you're right. As usual."
Well, the big tree got his wish sooner than he expected. For a few weeks later, the man who owned the old ox cart came with saws and axes to cut him down.
Little Tree was sorry to lose his friend, but the Big Tree was so happy that Little Tree found he was feeling happy too.
Well, goodbye, old friend. I'll wave to you every time you pass by the roadway.
Goodbye, Little Tree. Take good care of yourself. Maybe I'll see you in a big building somewhere. Goodbye.
And the man hauled the Big Tree away toward the town. And Little Tree was left alone on the hill. Well, the years went by and Little Tree became a familiar landmark on the hilltop. By now, he'd grown quite large and the people of the town always stopped to rest in the cool shade he cast for them. He was happy, for he felt that he was performing a useful service in offering a shady rest haven for the travelers along the road. But one quiet night, a strange thing happened. Little Tree was awakened from his sleep by an odd sound. Yeah, it seemed that he could hear music. And yet, it was music such as he'd never heard before. It was almost as if the angels themselves were singing. And then, looking about, he saw the brightest star that ever shone lighting up the heavens. Little Tree's leaves were as a thousand eyes, and he turned them all to watch. The star seemed to cast a light down on one small village some distance away. He heard people speak of the village. It was called Bethlehem. Little Tree didn't know or understand what had happened this night, but a wonderful calm seemed to settle over the land, which made him feel that all was right with the world. Well, Janie, the years went by happily for Little Tree. By this time, he was a full-grown, beautiful tree. His trunk was hard, his limbs firm, and his leaves were the greenest of any tree for miles around. Oh, he was happy, yes, but he still couldn't help wondering if he would ever be cut down and made into something useful.
I guess it's natural to want to be something other than what you are. Maybe a bridge to carry people across some great river, or maybe a huge temple somewhere. And then, too, it'd be nice to be made into an ox cart like my old friend and get to travel all over the country. But I wouldn't care what it was. Just as long as it was something to help people. Oh, well, maybe someday my turn will come.
Yes, but men seem quite content to let Little Tree continue his duties as a shade tree. Every day, dozens of people would stop to rest beneath his limbs. Then, one day, a small group of men stopped to rest in the shade under his branches. This was a common occurrence, but somehow Little Tree was attracted to one of the travelers. He was dressed as any other man, but there was something in his face, something about his quiet manner that set him apart from the other men. And of all the hundreds who'd stopped to rest at his feet, this man was the very first who ever paused to admire Little Tree and remark on what a fine tree he was. Yeah, he watched them all as they talked and finally moved on down the road. He thought about them long after they'd gone, and he thought especially about the one with the kind face. One evening, as Little Tree was preparing to settle himself for the night, he saw a great storm gathering in the distance. Huge black clouds had already blocked out the sun, and the wind swished through his branches, warning the birds to take cover.
This looks like a real storm.
So Little Tree thought to himself,
oh well, storms don't frighten me anymore. I just hope it doesn't blow so hard that it keeps me awake all night.
The storm came up quickly. Thunder boomed. Lightning lit up the sky. And suddenly at the height of the storm, a streak of lightning seared its way from a cloud and struck Little Tree with a mighty crash. His trunk was split almost in two by the blast, and he felt the burn to the very tip of his roots. Little Tree was stunned for several minutes. Yeah, but when he was able to move again, he gathered all his strength and tried to hold himself together to last out the storm. He knew he could do nothing to repair the damage, and from morning, he was too weak. But gradually, yes, gradually the storm passed, and morning dawned over a clear sky. All the earth was fresh and glistening. It was a lovely day. Oh, but Little Tree couldn't enjoy it. No. No, he looked at himself in misery. His trunk was split by a charred black hole, and the burn still ached all through him.
Oh, if only someone would bind up my trunk with a rope or something to close that terrible gap. I know it would heal. Won't someone please help me?
Yes, but no one offered to help Little Tree. And as the weeks became months, Little Tree grew weaker and weaker. His leaves began to wither and drop away until his once beautiful foliage was all but gone. He began to give up all hope of ever recovering. No one seemed to care whether he lived or not.
Time for a short break on the Family Theater. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
He fell fast asleep. The next morning he awoke with a start. A great crowd of people had gathered around him. They were looking at him and pointing. And Little Tree looked at himself to see why he was so suddenly such an oddity. And then he looked again. It was amazing. He was exactly as he had been before the storm. His trunk was whole. All his leaves were there. Everything about him was just as it had been in his most beautiful days. He listened to the people up on the road. Yes, and Little Tree agreed. It's like a miracle. It was indeed a miracle. Yeah, and he became the popular landmark on the hilltop once more, with passers-by always stopping to rest in his shade. And yet, somehow, in spite of his own happiness, there was an uneasy tension in the air. Little Tree couldn't understand it. No, people stood about in small groups, muttering to themselves and arguing. Then, one day, several men with saws stopped before Little Tree and began to look at him from all sides. Little Tree thought, oh, surely his big day had come at last, and he shouted to the birds in his branches.
At last I'm going to be made into something. Oh, and it'll be something wonderful. I just know it will.
Yeah, but instead of setting their saws in his trunk, the men climbed into his branches and sawed off one of his biggest limbs and carried it away with them. Little Tree was perplexed. Couldn't understand what they would want to make with just one limb. Wondered about it all that evening. And the next day, it was still puzzling him when he noticed a large procession coming along the road. There were many soldiers and hundreds of men and women, and as they drew nearer, the bark about his trunk stiffened, and he remained still as stone. For there, leading the procession, was the man with the kind face. And then Little Tree saw what had happened to his limb. It had been used to make a wooden cross. Time and again the man stumbled and fell under the weight of the great cross. But no one tried to help him. No, the mob threw stones, made fun of him.
Here, master. Here, let me help you.
Here, there. Away with you.
Please. It is too heavy for one man. Let me help him.
He needs no help. He is king. He is God. Or so he says. Let him call forth his angels if he needs help.
Come, master. Lean on my shoulder.
Away, I say.
Please, sir. Let me help.
I have all the help he needs right here. My whip. See? That's all the help he needs.
You will sadly rue the day you laid a hand on the master, I promise you.
And I promise you, you'll rue the day you try to interfere. All right, along with you, King. We have it all day for this business. Come, maybe a few more stones will hurry him along. Out of the way, fool, else you may find yourself in similar straits.
Take me. Take me gladly instead of him.
Away, we have the man we want.
But he is innocent.
Innocent? You heard Pilate's order.
I heard. He found no fault with him.
Then you heard the people's order. They said crucify him. Now be gone that we may carry out justice. Onward!
As Little Tree watched the procession reach the top of the next hill, he could scarce believe his eyes. Three crosses, and on one of them, they had nailed the man with the kind face. Little Tree knew that this must surely be the ugliest day in all the world's history. For the first time in his life, Little Tree cried until all his leaves were wet from the tears, and soon all the trees in the world knew what had happened, and they cried too, for they all knew of the wonderful thing the man had done for Little Tree.
And then what happened, Grandpa?
Well, Janie, for 2 whole days, not a bird sang, not a leaf stirred on a tree, not a cricket chirped. It was as if the whole earth were dead. But on the morning of the third day, that morning was different. Yeah. Little Tree could feel it from the moment he awoke. The birds were singing, the sunshine was warm. The world was suddenly happy again. And then later, he knew why it was happy again. But there, walking along the road toward him with his faithful little band of followers, was a man the crowd had nailed to the cross. The man called Jesus. Little Tree was so happy, waved his branches in the wind, and his leaves all danced with joy.
He has come back. He lives. He lives.
Little Tree watched as the men stopped beside him. They listened to the man as with a kind face he spoke to them for a long time. And then, as he spoke, he began to drift gently upward from the earth into the sky. Little Tree turned all his leaves up to watch this amazing thing. He suddenly had a feeling the man was leaving never to return. And he cried out after him,
"Please, please don't go."
Though he knew the man would never be able to hear him, a tree, speak. And yet somehow the man did seem to hear. For he turned to Little Tree and said,
"Keep watch for me, Little Tree, for someday I shall return."
And with that, he drifted further and further upward into the sun until he seemed to be lifted into heaven itself. And Little Tree did keep watch. Yes, each day he would turn all his leaves upward toward the sun and follow it closely from dawn to sunset. And soon all the other trees on earth heard what had happened, and they too turned their leaves upward, keeping watch with Little Tree. Yes, and so it is that even today, every tree turns its leaves upward toward the sun, keeping watch, as Little Tree first did centuries ago.
This is Vic Contino again. You know, like Little Tree in our story, we all like to feel we can be useful and helpful. And one of the great pleasures in life is knowing that we're useful and helpful in an undertaking that means something. None of us can be happy if we live just for ourselves, because the job of living comes from giving. Yes, giving ourselves to something we know is bigger and better, worthier and more enduring than we are. That's why the greatest pleasure in living is giving ourselves to God. When a family joins together to give themselves to God in family prayer, they are united in the joy and happiness that only family prayer can bring. I guess we all know from experience that it's true. Whatever we give to others comes back to us in some way or another. And whatever we give to God comes back a hundredfold. So let's give God a little time in our homes each day. Let's take a little time out to join together with our family for family prayer. Then we'll really know how true it is that the family that prays together stays together.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. From Hollywood, Family Theater has brought you the story of Little Tree, starring Edmund Gwenn. Dick Contino was your host. Others in our cast were Francis X. Bushman, Marvin Miller, John Stevenson, Richard Beals, Guy Hamilton, and Kathy Johnson. The script was written by William Lutz, with music composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman, and was directed and transcribed for Family Theater by John T. Kelly. This series of Family Theater broadcasts is made possible by the thousands of you who feel the need for this type of program, by the Mutual Network, which has responded to this need, and by the hundreds of stars of stage, screen, and radio who give so unselfishly of their time and talent to appear on our Family Theater stage. To them and to you, our humble thanks. This is Tony Lofrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home, and inviting you to be with us next week when Family Theater will present The Way of the Cross, starring Jeff Chandler. Maureen O'Sullivan will be your hostess. Join us, won't you? Family Theater is broadcast throughout the world and originates in the Hollywood studios of the world's largest network. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Traditional Easter story known as the Story of the Little Tree, originally broadcast on April 7, 1954. It is the third of four times that script would be used on the Family Theater. As you heard, the host of that presentation was Dick Contino, a musician who was only in his mid-20s at the time. And at the end of this show, I'll share with you some additional trivia about him. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we continue this Easter theme as Willard Waterman stars as the Great Gildersleeve. It will begin right after this.
It is a misty March morning in 1959, and while most of Seattle is having a second cup of coffee, the SPD Homicide Squad is already attending to business. A body has been found in a rooming house, and facts must be gathered. Who stabbed her, and why?
Are you in the mood for a good old-fashioned detective story? Have you ever heard of Harry Nile?
Now, Harry, this is a police matter. You're not involved.
Hey, when a girl writes down my phone number and then gets murdered before she can call me, I'm involved.
Larry Albert stars as the World War II-era Seattle sleuth in 23 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's HCD set titled The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness. This collection of cases includes 23 mysteries produced, written, and directed by Jim French.
Even before I could make any kind of a move, one of the cops recognized me. I ran around a corner and found myself at the entrance to Chinatown. I plowed forward, up some stairs, through a door, through a restaurant, down a fire escape, around another corner, and I think I lost it.
For a limited time, our listeners can get The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness, for half price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILE77 to get these 23 exciting episodes for just $15.98.
I need names, Mr. Nile.
I know, but a private eye is entitled to keep the name of a client confidential.
I think this situation overrides that policy. I'm not just investigating the fire. I'm investigating a death.
What are you talking about?
They found the remains of a body in the house.
Whose body?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Order Harry Niles' Silent Witness today for only $15.98 at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILES77.
Oh, a murder mystery. I love mysteries.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here's Frederick Carey, founder of Idea Pros.
You know, you're in school and you were that different guy or girl in school and you kind of always felt a little bit outside. You wanted to do things your own way. That is in your blood. But to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to have knowledge, you know how to play the investor game, and you need to be able to be persistent and persevere and never give up. Go look up 15 billionaires that were homeless, and you'll see people like Oprah and other folks like that that started from the dirt, and they just never gave up.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next comedy series began in 1941 as a spinoff from the Fibber, McGee, and Molly show, often credited as the very first spinoff. Harold Perry originated the role of Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve a couple of years earlier, playing McGee's blowhard neighbor and mild nemesis for Fibber. Their humorous arguments quickly became one of the show's weekly highlights. When Perry was given his own series, he was surrounded by a fantastic cast, and a 16-year run would be the result. Perry, though, moved on in 1950, and sounded like Willard Waterman was hired to replace him. Staying on were Walter Tetley as nephew Leroy, Mary Lee Robb as Marjorie, and Lillian Randolph as Bertie. Although in this Easter episode from the final season, I believe it is Lillian Randolph's sister Amanda as the Gildy's maid. Also listen for Richard LeGrand as Peavy. This is from April 16th, 1957.
NBC presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. This time, the National Broadcasting Company brings you a new adventure of The Great Gildersleeve, written by Virginia Safford Lynn.
Say, Unc, I was just thinking.
You, well, don't.
Well, that's the way the bunny hugs.
How did a bunny get into this?
I was thinking about Easter.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Then you let me.
Let you what?
I was hoping you'd let me go to the Easter sunrise services.
Well, we'll all go. We always go. Bertie sings in the choir.
Well, thanks for letting me stay up all night Saturday so we'll get a good early start.
Why, we've never missed a sunrise, sir. Stay up all night? Who said anything about staying up all night?
I did.
Leroy, we go through this every year. What's so fascinating about staying up all night? Night's just like daytime, except it's dark.
But if I stay up all night, nobody will oversleep.
No one's going to oversleep.
Unc, I'm not getting through to you. The only way we can be sure nobody will oversleep is for me to stay up all night.
Ah, there's one other way.
What other way?
Well, in this age of automation, there's a new mechanical invention, a startling new device that'll take care of it.
No kidding. What invention is that, Unc?
The alarm clock.
In just 60 seconds, we'll hear what's going on in Summerfield. But first, hear this.
This is Clifton Fadiman speaking. Won't you join me every Thursday for Conversation, a program of civilized talk for civilized people about civilized matters. Our topics range from love to crime, from good books to good parties, from the problems of being an actor to the problems of being retired. And our conversationalists range from comedians to philosophers. They include actors, teachers, poets, scientists, prison wardens, and even a quiz champion. Conversation has won many awards in the course of its radio career, but more important, it's won a host of friends. To these old friends, and we hope many new ones, we're happy to announce that Conversation can once again be heard every Thursday over most of these stations. Watch your daily paper for the exact hour. For good talk on subjects you'd like to hear discussed by people you'd like to hear from, join us on Conversation every Thursday.
Have you seen the... Well, what's this?
Millinery shop?
Oh, I'm making a new Easter bonnet for my little niece.
Oh, fine. How are you, Judy?
Just fine, thank you. I guess this is going to be just about the prettiest Easter hat anybody ever saw.
Yeah, and I'll bet you'll be about the prettiest little girl in the Easter parade.
Thank you, Mr. Gilsley.
Now, I don't mix up the ribbons, Judy. I got them measured off. Did you want to ask me something, Mr. Gilsley?
Oh, yes, Bertie. I was looking for the advertising section of the morning paper.
Oh, I must have used it to make a collar pattern for the new dress I'm making. Was it something important?
Oh, no, Bertie. Hogan Brothers is having a special Easter sale on suits, and I thought I'd give myself a treat. But I can stop in there tomorrow.
Hey, I got some swell ones for Mr. Peavy. Oh, hi, Unc.
Yeah, my boy, I wondered where you were.
Well, I went down to get some dyes and stencil for Easter eggs. Look, Judy, I got these flowers and bunnies for you.
Thank you, Leroy. Aren't they cute?
Oh, that was real nice of you, Leroy. I'll hard-boil the eggs for you. But I expect you and Judy will have to attend to the coloring, because I got to help collect Easter lilies and decorate for the services. And we got several choir practices, too.
Oh, sure. Judy and I can do all this stuff.
Well, I'll go finish my evening paper.
Yeah, well, I'll put the stencils in a dry place, like the sideboard.
Well, dinner will be before very long, Mr. Gilsley.
Smells mighty good, Bertie.
Unc, by the way, what am I going to do about my new slacks? The pants are yay long. I'm not going to grow that much between now and Easter. Of all Bertie's got to do, I hate to ask her. What'll I do?
Oh, don't worry. Bertie's never too busy to find time to do things for us.
Yeah, that's why I hate to bother her. Oh, say, Aunt, before I forget it, where in the Bible will I find the 23rd Psalm?
Well, it should be in the book of, why do you want it?
I want a quote from it in my Sunday school paper for Easter.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that later.
You know where to find it, don't you?
Oh, yes, don't worry. I'll have it for you.
Thanks, Unc. I know I can count on you.
Do I know where it is in the Bible? Well, do I? I better look it up before Leroy finds me out. Well, where is our Bible? It's always kept right here. Oh, this is terrible. And at Easter time, too. Well, I guess there's just one thing to do. Find an authority on the subject. And I can't think of anyone better than our minister, Dr. Horton. Yeah, that's a good idea. Always enjoy talking to him anyway.
Time for a short intermission. We'll be right back with more from Gildy right after this.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're sick of the hype around AI, you're not alone. And if you think people solve problems, not machines, you're right. However, people solve problems more effectively with great tools. And ChatGPT and the coming onslaught of AI tools, boy, they are something special. As a small business owner, we are short on time and money. And ChatGPT and other AI tools are profit machines. You can be annoyed by the hype, but don't ignore the opportunity. AI is coming, and if you use it right, we can all make a ton of money when we deploy it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
The Veterans Center of East Tennessee in Rogersville, opened by a veteran, helps bring individuals out of isolation and into a center that provides community, resources, and classes to help them thrive in society. The center officially opened its doors in December. Michael and Jessica Paul of Tazewell, Tennessee, run the nonprofit. Michael decided to open the center after the closure of another nonprofit, Forward Flag, in 2022. Michael said, whenever they shut down, we saw how it affected a lot of the veterans. So my wife and I decided we had the opportunity to open our own facilities. God had laid it in our laps. Michael said their goal is to help veterans mentally, physically, and spiritually. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Many factors influence a woman's decisions about birth control. Certain health issues can make some options unsafe because birth control that contains estrogen can increase risks for blood clots, heart attack, and stroke. The best method that a woman can choose is one that is safe and one that she can use consistently and correctly. That's why the Alexandra Rowan Foundation urges women to speak with their healthcare provider about their own health history when choosing a birth control method. For a free questionnaire, visit alexrowanfoundation.org. High blood pressure often has no overt symptoms, but can still increase your likelihood of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health risks. That's why the American Medical Association urges you to know your numbers and to make the simple lifestyle changes that can help control your blood pressure. This includes eating right, drinking alcohol only in moderation, being more physically active, and maintaining a healthy weight. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. That's manageyourbp.org.
Welcome back. You're just in time for the second half of The Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Why, Mr. Gildersleeve, come in.
Good evening, Dr. Harton.
How nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm afraid it's been a long time.
Well, that depends on how you measure time. If your yardstick's the pleasure of seeing a friend, then it has been a long time. But if it's from a sensorial viewpoint, you'll have to be the judge because I haven't kept track.
Yeah, it's nice of you to put it that way.
Well, sit down, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, thank you. Say, you've redone your study, haven't you?
Yes, indeed. I think it makes the room more spacious, don't you?
Yeah, I like it very much. Did you do it just recently?
9 months ago.
Oh. Yeah, that does make it a long time since I dropped in from any viewpoint.
Well, in any case, I'm glad you came. Oh, help yourself to those special Easter cookies my sister made today.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, they are good.
When my sister comes back from dyeing Easter eggs for the kids across the street, you be sure and tell her that.
Yeah, please. I certainly will. Well, then, you don't think these things are too frivolous?
Hmm?
Easter eggs and cookies and things like that, I mean.
Why should they be frivolous?
Well, one of the things that brought me here was a feeling that people are getting so they take Easter rather lightly.
Well, now, you must have a special reason for saying that.
Yeah, yes, I do. There seems to be too much emphasis put on material things. New suits, Easter bonnets.
Well, it all goes in together, more or less. Easter bonnets and new clothes are sort of symbolic, the spirit of renewal that's part of Easter.
Yeah, I suppose so.
The opening of buds, the blossoming of trees, green stalks thrusting up through the rich brown soil, the reawakening of the earth, giving promise of life, miracles before our very eyes.
Yeah.
So what harm could there possibly be in a new Easter bonnet?
Well, it's wonderful for you to look at it that way. I'm almost ashamed to tell you the real reason I came to see you.
Oh?
You see, Leroy asked where to find the 23rd Psalm, and I couldn't tell him.
Well, if you'd stop to think, you'd have realized it's the Book of Psalms, and of course, it's the 23rd one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I wasn't thinking, was I? But, I didn't know whether it was the New Testament or the Old.
Couldn't you have looked?
Well, I couldn't find our Bible. That's what really upset me.
Did you ask Leroy?
Well, I was a little embarrassed.
Well, the chances are that Leroy's been using it for his paper.
Say, I never thought of that. It's probably up in his room.
Yes, the whole thing isn't too alarming. There are a great many people here in Summerfield who would have the very same trouble.
Yeah, I suppose so. But what do people do when their children ask questions like this?
It's more alarming when the children don't ask.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
The children are curious and interested enough to seek knowledge. There's no cause for alarm.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about that before. But I don't think we do enough talking about religious matters, especially with the young folks. Oh, I know the Sunday schools do a good job, but that's only 1 hour a week.
Yes, it's true. We don't have very much time for discussion.
Dr. Horton, I've got an idea. I'm going to set aside one evening this week to discuss these matters with Leroy. Yeah, and his little friends, if they want to come.
Well, I think that's a fine idea.
This is kind of new to me. I don't know quite where I'm going. But as they say, a thousand-mile journey begins with one step. And by George, I'm going to take that step.
Part one of the Great Gildersleeve Eastertime episode from April 16th, 1957. We'll have the rest of it at the beginning of our next show. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and earlier we featured the Family Theater's traditional Easter episode, The Story of the Little Tree, hosted by Dick Contino, a very accomplished musician who was still a teenager when he first came to fame. But can you name the instrument he plays? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Get Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals. A 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Savor the many flavors of instrumental jazz from legendary artists such as Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many more. Order the very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. In the saxophone of King Curtis, trumpet of Dizzy Gillespie, drums of Art Blakey, and guitar of Django Reinhardt, to name just a few of the many experiences in the very best of jazz instrumentals collection. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and use promo code JAZZ77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you're sick of the hype around AI, you're not alone. And if you think people solve problems, not machines, you're right. However, people solve problems more effectively with great tools. And ChatGPT and the coming onslaught of AI tools, boy, they are something special. As a small business owner, we are short on time and money, and ChatGPT and other AI tools are profit machines. You can be annoyed by the hype, but don't ignore the opportunity. AI is coming, and if you use it right, we can all make a ton of money when we deploy it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about family theater host Dick Contino, just in his 20s at the time of that broadcast. He is renowned for his skill at playing the accordion. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.